ClevelandFootball.net, in cooperation with the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County, is pleased to present the 31st Annual 2007 Hero Bowl.
Now to shoot out the middle and look out. Way out across the 45-40. Across midfield, 40. 35-30 is the foot race. You will not catch Roy Hale. Gone. Touchdown. By Bosa, 35. Bosa to the outside has room. It's a race against the clock. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Can Bosa get in? 10-5. Touchdown, Keith Bosa. Out there is Frazier, and he juggles, and he's got it. Juggling catch by Frazier. He's at the 20. 15-10. 5. Touchdown, Eric Frazier.
Tonight's game features a contest between the Del Valle League High School Football All-Stars and the Central League High School Football All-Stars. Here are tonight's announcers, the internet voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Good evening, everybody, on the last day of May here in Chester, Pennsylvania. Certainly not football weather. If you're not at the Phillies game tonight, actually your Phillies aren't even on tonight, but even a better excuse to come enjoy some football well before the regular season starts. And if you've had a little bit of hankering for some gridiron action since the end of October when we ended our regular high school season, this is the night to tune in, and you are in luck. Here in Chester, Pennsylvania, we are about to get ready and get started with one of the finest charity events here in Delaware County. We are ready to kick off the 31st annual Hero Bowl. The Hero Bowl is brought to you by several sponsors, some of which you will meet later on tonight, and my broadcast partner Mike Mayer is joining us here tonight as well. And Mike, we are here in for the first time broadcasting the Hero Bowl. Tell us a little more about it.
Well, I sure will. First of all, I want to tell you, this is one of the reasons I don't participate in summer sports. I mean, this is a very early summer for Philadelphians, and it's not fun. We are going to luck out there. There won't be any rain or thunder, so we'll get the game in, and it won't be a problem. Weather will certainly not be a consideration other than possible heat exhaustion. But the Hero Scholarship Fund is something that was created. This is the 31st Hero Bowl, and the fundraiser is, in fact, to raise money for Delaware County police officers and firefighters and EMS workers who died in the line of duty. It is to support their children, their survivors, in college tuition funds. And currently, in the last 31 years, they have raised almost $500,000 and have currently have over 30 kids who have gone through college on the Hero Scholarship Fund. So it's a very worthwhile cause. It's certainly a case of Delaware County supporting its own and these brave men and women who go out and put their lives at risk every day for us, to protect us and to rescue us from situations, be them fire or accidents. It's a way of giving back to the community, and we at HavenFootball.net and Panther Broadcast are happy to have volunteered our services and our broadcast services as well as our time to this effort in support of this activity. And we will be interviewing Commerce Bank, which is the main sponsor, representative from Commerce Bank, who is their biggest single sponsor. But many companies throughout the Philadelphia area, Pico Electric, Wawa, certainly Commerce Bank, Outback Steakhouse, Verizon, Boeing, all contribute substantial dollars for this fund. It's just a terrific charity and something that, since football, high school football, is so close to our heart, that's something we want to participate in.
And certainly, speaking of high school football, this is also, in addition to the terrific charity event and the charity that this supports, is just one more shot for a group of high school seniors, some of Delaware County's finest high school football players, to put on the pads just one more time, really just a couple of weeks away from their graduation. So the way this game will break down is that there are 10 high schools who will represent the eastern part of the county, 10 high schools who will represent the western part of the county, and they will go head-to-head here at Widener University on the turf tonight on a muggy, warm night that Mike has mentioned already. Tonight, as you may hear in the background, the West squad is being introduced. The East has already been introduced. The East squad will be made up of a handful of seniors from each of the following schools: Chester High School, Monsignor Bonner, Penwood, Academy Park, Innerboro, Garnet Valley, Haverford School, Glen Mills, Chichester, and Sun Valley. The West will be represented by Archbishop Carroll, Haverford Township High School, Marple Newtown High School, Cardinal O'Hara, Pencrest, Radnor, Ridley, Springfield, Upper Darby, and Strathaven. So again, we will get as many names on the air tonight as we can. This is an all-star event, so again, we will get we will do our very best to keep up with names, numbers, and everything else. Of course, after following Strathaven all season long, we will be very familiar with much of the West squad, as we call Strathaven, and many of their Central League opponents there who are representing the West tonight. The East, we will do our very best. A couple of Garnet, a few Garnet Valley and Sun Valley players, opponents in the preseason and regular season for Strathaven, so we know some of those guys. But you'll get be introduced as well to a great deal of talents from some other schools in the Del Valle League and Haverford's an Independent, and even some of the Philadelphia Catholic League schools who you would not hear about much in the regular season in terms of routine Strathaven opponents. The West squad is just about has just about been introduced. There is a color guard on the field. A handful of cheerleaders have been selected for tonight's Hero Bowl as well, representing several schools. Mike has their names for us as well.
Yeah, this is going to be a little tough. We've got Caitlin Smith from Sun Valley, Sunny Waller from Penwood, Brenna Laris from Sun Valley, Tatiana White from Penwood, Alicia Missy from Sun Valley, Nia Walton from Penwood, Melanie Lewis from Sun Valley, and Desiree Mayo from Penwood. The cheerleading coaches are Yvette Calvin from Penwood High School. She's the cheerleading coach.
As far as some other dignitaries here tonight, the president of Widener University, the mayor of Chester, certainly some of the sponsors are here as well. Plenty of football writers from the Delaware County Times, and you'll probably read quite a bit about this tomorrow. We'd like to thank some of them for their help in advance and preparation for this. John Lone in particular, who sent over some of his season stats to try to keep us updated on who's playing tonight. A couple of lineup changes as well from who's in your program, based on a few guys who were unfortunately injured and were unable to play, a few others with other commitments due to other sports, and there's still high school baseball going on, high school lacrosse, and several Delaware County teams who are preoccupied at the moment. So we will do our very best, as we mentioned, to keep you updated on changes to the roster. But again, a huge roster for the East squad, upwards of 60 players, West with fewer players, but certainly well represented. And it should be interesting, Mike, to watch. Anytime you have an all-star game, you're dealing with a few players from several schools, some of whom will be familiar with one another, many of whom are not. So to try to institute an offense or some sort of cohesive defensive unit should be interesting. How much can you really expect in terms of talent and execution tonight?
Well, that's what's going to be interesting. Usually defense always has the upper hand in the beginning of the game, because defense, even though it's obviously a team sport, is very much an individual unit. And defense is fairly similar to play no matter who you're playing for. Offense is a different story. There's obviously a coordination between the quarterback and the running backs. We have Al Hume today, who's the big passing quarterback for Ridley. I would assume they're going to try to come out and connect with him, and that's tough to do. These kids have been practicing, I believe, for the last couple of weeks. The weather has been unbearable. So it's going to be interesting to see how they actually pull this off. We were told earlier they will be substituting in squads. We will try to mention those squads as they come in and out, although we can't mention everybody. But we will be throwing out as many names as we can for those people that are in the game. I believe they're just going to throw squads out. No matter what the score is, everybody's going to get a chance to play, and we're going to play hard. And it's always amazing when the adrenaline kicks in, even though this game really means nothing to anybody other than the last hurrah for a high school athlete before he goes on to college. It starts kicking in, and suddenly you're going to start seeing some sticks and some people really running and doing what they can, because they're playing football, and that's the way you play the game.
And, of course, these are high school seniors, so there is no real history here. No one's ever played. No one on the field tonight will have played in this before. Next year you'll have a whole another set of faces, of course. The coaches for tonight's game for the West, head coach is Joe Gallagher from Haverford. Rich Gentile is one of the assistants. He's from Upper Darby. Mike Amalfitano, Ray Johnta from Marple Newtown, Dan Maluski, Tom Ryan, Dennis Keegan, Mike Giordano, John Anderson, Justin Miller, Christo Garavalis, Kevin DiPaolo, Jeff Gentile, and Buzzy Basile. For the East, coaching tonight, the head coach is Willie Bates from Chester, James Howard, Chris Edwards, Dennis Decker, Steve Lennox from Interboro, Chuck Cruz, Bob Whitaker, Wayne Wells, Don Mills, Al Layton, Curtis Johnson, and Mujahid Farid, all chipping in for the East squad. At this time, looks as if they're getting ready to start the national anthem here, so we may take a quick break at the moment. Actually, not the. So it is. They are introducing the national anthem singer. We're going to take a short break and be back. You're listening to high school football here on www.havenfootball.net.
Commerce Bank is the main sponsor of the 2007 Hero Bowl, and we're all very proud of their continued support. Commerce Bank is America's most convenient bank, with 7-day branch banking, free checking for the first year, free online banking and bill paying, and a no-fee ATM Visa check card. Branches are located conveniently throughout the Delaware County. For your nearest branch, give them a call at 1-888-751-9000. Member FDIC.
Our national anthem here at Widener University. We are here at the Hero Bowl. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play action tonight here in Delaware County for, again, what is the 31st year of a fantastic charitable event here in Delaware County. All proceeds for tonight headed towards the families of fallen firefighters, EMTs, and police officers lost in the line of duty. Mike Mayer here with us as well, doing some engineering, some play, color commentary. And as I mentioned earlier in the pregame, we will have some halftime guests as well. A little bit of Hero Bowl history with a former player who will have some a significant rooting interest in tonight's game, as well as some of our sponsors for this terrific event. The West Squad, again, making up the West Squad, Archbishop Carroll, Haverford, Marple Newtown, Cardinal O'Hara, Pencrest, Radnor, Strathaven, Ridley, Upper Darby, and Springfield, are in white pants, bright red jerseys with white numerals. The East in white pants, white jerseys with blue numerals. And, of course, the helmets, each player wears his own high school helmet. So the helmets are quite the myriad of colors here. And, of course, one of the fun parts of this for the high school kids is that they tend to share decals. So you may see a silver and black Strathaven helmet with a big orange tiger paw on it because he borrowed it from one of the Marple Newtown players, or perhaps the big white R for Ridley,
which
stuck
reminds
on somebody else's helmet.
We got to talk to Coach Clancy about getting some decal on our helmets.
It's traditional, the silver and black. So we'll good luck with that over the next couple of months.
Something
tells you you'd probably have as much luck as that as talking them out of the wing tee.
Right.
In the meantime, players are greeting each other at midfield. We are about ready for the coin toss. And, again, tons and tons of football talent tonight. We will do as the best we can to mention everybody as they are shuffling in and out of the lineup. But several players were kind enough to share their college plans with us in preparation for the game. So many, many players continuing football careers later this summer as they head off to universities, trade schools, and life beyond the comfortable confines of high school.
And this is going to, even though a lot of these kids are you know, strong athletes, this may be their last hurrah in a football uniform. At least, you know, a lot of them are going to find that they can't do college and play. A lot of them are going to schools, don't offer a scholarship, so they play at their own leisure. And you find out that, hey, playing football is fun, but I'm here to get an education. And if I can't play football and get decent grades, I can't continue with the football. So this is going to be the final glory moment for all these guys.
And again, as I mentioned earlier, a few players who were originally planning to play tonight, a couple had to bow out due to injury. A couple are committed to other sports. You mentioned Al Humes, the quarterback from Ridley, record-setting quarterback from Ridley. One of his favorite targets, Rocco Nicolino, will not be in the lineup tonight. He originally planned to play. He caught 9 touchdowns and over 400 yards receiving in the regular season, but he's still involved with the lacrosse playoffs. Yeah. So, again, one last hurrah on the football field did not materialize for Rocco and actually a few other players who were injured. So unfortunate in that regard, but best of luck to all of them, too. Guy DeFeo from Marple Newtown is another one who was recognized as an All-Delco center, but he's unfortunately out with an injury tonight, but worth mentioning due to his outstanding senior year in selection.
One of the things, obviously, if you're trying to get a scholarship to a big school is you've got to fit a certain physical look and feel. They're looking for height and weight if you're a lineman, and I've seen it happen so often. The college will not look at a kid, no matter how good it is, if he's 5'10 and 170 pounds. So a lot of these kids realize that, and of course they find other sports where they may seek scholarships. Can be tennis, can be lacrosse, can be golf. I mean, other things where they have a better chance of getting some money for college. So it's interesting because we get kind of sold in on our own little county area and our players. But when you look at how many of our kids go on to big schools and actually play, and then, of course, the very few that actually make it to the pros, it just tells you how terribly competitive it is and how remarkable the men who manage to make it into pro ball, and I don't care whether it's football, baseball, or otherwise, is just a phenomenal athlete, period.
That's right. And again, there are some phenomenal athletes actually who are meeting at midfield right now. The captains for each squad. For the East, number 14, Matt McHugh, quarterback from Garnet Valley. Number 58, Brian Smothers, a linebacker from Glenn Mills. Number 52, Rashawn Holmes, a linebacker from Chester. And number 70, Kyle O'Neill, a center from Sun Valley. Those are your four captains from the East squad. Representing the West as captains tonight, number 89, tight end Dave Wilson from Upper Darby. Number 73 is Jerry Penrose, an offensive tackle from Cardinal O'Hara, second team All-Delco. Mike Quinton's a fullback and linebacker from Pencrest, is another captain. And your fourth captain tonight, another Upper Darby guy, Brandon Murray, a defensive back, second team All-Delco.
And what an honor it is for these guys to be picked as peers as the captains for the game.
It'll be interesting tonight just looking on paper at some of what may be a perceived or maybe even a misperceived idea here. The East squad, their offensive and defensive lines look huge. There are a couple of massive, massive linemen, from three of them from Sun Valley, who Strathaven dealt with in the first game of last season. A couple others from Garnet Valley, so there is a huge size advantage on the line, it seems, for the East. For the West, it looks like they would be wanting to throw the football. Blaine Fox and Al Humes, the second and third rated quarterbacks in Delaware County, will be under center tonight with a couple of, really four outstanding wide receivers, Royale Edwards, Marcus Payton, Wiley Flowers, and Lenny Pinto is a tight end from Ridley who will get a lot of time along with Dave Wilson as well. So it may, on paper, you may think that the West is ready to come out firing the football all over the field. Again, difficult to institute a passing game
so.
In limited practice. But the East may have a little bit of an advantage if they decide to just play 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
And although these kids are all new to the game, as you stated earlier, it's all seniors, so we never see a repeat of anybody. I guess it's interesting to note that in the last 12 years, the East has managed to pull off one win.
11-1 in the last 12 years for the West squad, so a lot to live up to for the kids and coaching staff, but again, different players year to year, much different from any other high school idea. We're going to take a short break just before kickoff, and as they line up for, now we're going to hold and just, the players are out on the field, they are anxious to get this thing going at 7:32. Officiating crew has broken in the middle of the field and kicking off for the West. The West will be moving right, left to right on the dial here. Lining up at the 40-yard line is number 17, the kicker from Haverford, Eric Berkowitz. Back deep to receive for the East squad, number 2, Darren Perkins, sorry, along with Tamir Logan, another running back from Chester. So two Chester guys standing just inside their 5-yard line. Berkowitz will tee it up. There is the whistle. Berkowitz approaches, and we are underway. A high end-over-end kick. It's going to be fielded at about the 9-yard line by Perkins. He's up the right hash mark of the 25, across to the 26, barrels his way out near the 30-yard line, and they'll spot it right there. The East will take over first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Coming out for the East squad, Kyle O'Neill will be your center. Number 53 is Zach Smithman from Garnet Valley. He'll be one of your offensive linemen. Quarterback looks to be Matt McHugh, who led Garnet Valley to the District 1 sub-regional title into the state playoffs this year, first time in a long time. Kazi Stewart is a wide receiver, split to the near side, I formation behind McHugh on first and 10. He looks like a busted play. McHugh's going to keep it himself, cross the 30, and he is upended at the 32. Wow.
Who made that hit?
Undercutting McHugh is number 2, Demir Barrett. Defensive back from Ridley, holding that corner very well. Second team all-central, honorable mention all-Delco. Demir Barrett, the 5'9", 164-pounder.
And I'll tell you, we talked about it earlier. They're here to play football. He hit that kid and flipped him over. He did a hell to sign up with Huff, an 8.6 for that flip.
Gain of 3 from McHugh on the play on what looked to be a busted play.
Yeah, definitely looked a handoff to somebody, and nobody was back there.
Second and 7 for the East. 11-15 and counting here in the first quarter. Number 19, Kamar Jordan, split to the far side. In tight this time is Stewart. Wing to the left, I formation. Now in motion goes Stewart. McHugh gives to the tailback, and he's wrapped up after a gain of maybe 1. Maybe a yard for the tailback, Tamir Logan. In on the stop was a green Ridley Raider helmet. Difficult to see the number right there. We'll catch 36 is Mike Wilkins. He was as disruptive a defensive player as we've seen on the field this year. Also 62, Zach Gallagher from Ridley in on the stop. Brings up third and about 6. Confusion in the lineup at this point. Wide receivers split to either side. Now slot left is Logan. McHugh under center on third and 6. Back to pass, 3-step drop. Fires down the seam and it is incomplete. Looking for number 19, Kamar Jordan. Went down low to get it, but good coverage that time by Quinton's, the linebacker, sinking in coverage. And Demir Barrett, a good first series, holding strong in the left corner. 4th and 6, punting situation.
That was a nice pass, though, and that had been up a little bit higher. I think it was a call. Actually, it probably was catchable the way it was, but he was on his way down when he tried to grab the ball. But not bad for a bunch of kids who haven't played football in 5, 6
like
months.
The call, 3-step drop, get it out of your hands, young man. The quarterback had someone in his lap. Jeff Owsley from Sun Valley back to punt. He takes the snap and lets it go from his 25, high spiraling kick. Fair catch is called for, and now everybody will run away from it for the West squad. Takes actually a west bounce and out of bounds at the 39. Back deep that time was number 20, who is unfortunately not on our roster. We will do some research to find out exactly who that is at this point. But at any rate, first and 10 for the West. Ball at their own 39-yard line. Ridley quarterback Al Humes will direct the offense here on the first series. Split to the near side this time is Marcus Payton, his go-to wide receiver. Split to the far side is number 22, Brandon Robinson from Upper Darby. Slot left, single setback is Russell Johnson. Under center is Humes. First and 10. 5-step drop, stops, has time, firing down the seam. Big tight end, Dave Wilson at the 42, across the 40, stretches down near the 35-yard line. Gain of 26 on the play. Way to start there for the West.
He was wide open. He's a great target, of course. What is he, about 6'5 or something? So
Dave Wilson on his way to Hofstra this fall. One of the leading pass catchers in the county. Upper Darby used him split wide, but at tight end, 6'5".
Almost unfair.
210 pounds, and he has great speed. Went right down the seam for a gain of 26. First and 10, ball at the 35. Two receivers to the left, wing left. Under center is Humes. Now delay, counterattack. This is Johnson across the 35, 25, 20. Flag on the play. This may bring it back. Johnson spun down near the 15-yard line. Gain of 20, but let's check the flag.
The crispness of West line is interesting to watch. They're definitely getting the jump on the ball. They're definitely blowing their defenders off the line. That was a huge hole. I mean, there was really nobody to touch him for a good 10 yards.
Little counterplay, but they're going to take 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Which let's see where they spot this thing.
26, it looks like.
So we're going to give Russell Johnson 6 on the play, but then they're going to move it back 10. It's going to bring up second down. I'm sorry, first down and 11. Tough break for Johnson. He made a nice cut to the left side on a little delay, a little counter action there. And Mike mentioned good execution from the offensive line. So first and 11 after the penalty. I formation. Pat Devinney is your fullback from Springfield in front of Johnson in the I formation. Humes under center. Two receivers to the near side to his right. Toss play. Running left is Johnson. Crosses the 35 to the 30. Pushes the pile and then is driven hard out of bounds on that far sideline. He picks up about five. Alex Brown on the stop, along with 52, Rashawn Holmes from Chester. 68, Rudy Cerami, also in on the stop. He's a defensive tackle from Sun Valley. He's headed to East Stroudsburg in the fall, part of a massive offensive line for Sun Valley this year. They have three members from that team between O'Neill, Cerami, and Brian McLaughlin representing them here tonight.
They had a great year this year.
Second and six, Humes under center. Three receivers split to the near side this time. Humes under center, tight end to the left. Single setback is Johnson, but it's Humes back to pass on second down. Quick hitter to Peyton. Tries to make one man miss, and he will not get away. No gain on the play. It is Rashawn Holmes along with number 21, Jerron Grant, the defensive back from Academy Park.
Actually, they lost about a half a yard, I think, on that play.
Brings up third down and a long seven. Humes to Peyton. That was a connection that Ridley fans saw all season long. Marcus Peyton, 45 catches for 711 yards and 11 touchdowns, which led Delaware County in receiving touchdowns, that is. Third down and a long seven after a loss of one on the play. First catch for Peyton. Three wide receivers slot to the near side. Humes under center. On third and seven, straight back. Looking, swarmed under and buried. Dropped in the backfield back near the 40-yard line by number 57, Darrell Brown. All Delco from Penwood. He's headed to Del State or West Virginia this fall. Is undecided at the moment. But a loss of eight on the play, and that'll bring up punting situation for Ridley.
Very strong defense. That hole just collapsed. I mean, the pocket started to close down real quick, and Al just realized he had nowhere to go. And, of course, anybody who's watched Hume play knows he can move a little bit. So they closed it down all around him. He really had nowhere to go.
Right over the nose that time was the second-team All-Delco tackle, Darrell Brown. Hume stands at his own 47 awaiting the snap in punt formation. Back deep is Darren Perkins. Kick is end over end, nearly blocked. Humes did well to get it away, but it's fielded by Perkins at the 6, makes one man miss. Terrific cut to his left and his right. Shake and bake across the 25 and buried by Brandon Murray. But some good footwork in the open field by Perkins. Gives him 20 yards on the return. First and 10 for the East with 7:20 to go here in the scoreless first quarter. East takes over with Matt McHugh still in there at quarterbacks. A really looks like the same offensive unit for the second series of the game. They went 3-and-out on their first series. What started as a promising look for the West side on their first series started with a gain of 26 and then a run of 25, but the penalty really disrupted that, and now the East takes over for their second of the game. I formation, the tailback is Jeff Owsley this time behind Matt McHugh. Receivers are split. Give is to Owsley on an iso play. Slips, loses his footing just as he took the handoff. Loses a yard on the play. Fell right into the arms of Pat Eigeldinger, linebacker from Marple Newtown. Loss of one for Owsley, who was pretty much as much a one-man show for Sun Valley as we saw all season long.
He was a one-man show.
He took Strathaven apart in the first half.
Including
and
punting,
really
as I recall.
Held on. He punted. He did a little bit of everything.
Field goals.
Owsley split to the near side this time. Two receivers to the far side. Fullback behind McHugh. And there's an inside screen. Nice little design, but no going nowhere. Is number 41, Nick Mooney, the tight end. Little tight end screen, but a host of West defenders. Eigeldinger, along with Aaron Benson, in on the stop. Like the idea, a little easy pass there for McHugh, but
it looked like it set up well, but the defense was right there. I think what might have happened is linemen might have released their blocks a little too soon, didn't let the running back get started.
Loss of three on the play. McHugh, 1-for-2 on his first two passing attempts.
We might add, a screenplay is not an easy thing to pull off with kids that are practicing together for 2 weeks.
No, not at all. Not an easy thing in high school at any with any amount of practice.
Right.
third and 12. Now, whistles have stopped things and timeout on the field. We're going to take a short timeout and be back after a word from our sponsors. You're listening to High School Football, the Hero Bowl here in Delaware County on www.havenfootball.net.
The president of Widener University, James T. Harris, the faculty, staff, and students salute the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County. Widener is proud to host the Hero Bowl, whose proceeds support scholarships for the children of Delaware County police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical technicians who have given their lives in the line of duty. Widener supports noble efforts to provide scholarships for children of the heroes who died in the line of duty protecting residents of Delaware County. Widener University in Chester, Pennsylvania. To contact the university, call 1-888-WIDENER. That's 1-888-WIDENER.
Welcome back to High School Football here in Delaware County at Widener University, the 31st Annual Hero Bowl. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play action along with Mike Mayer here on www.havenfootball.net. Glad you could join us. The East squad in the midst of their second possession of the night in a scoreless first quarter, 5:55 to play, facing 3rd and 12 from their own 25. Timeout was called by East, and now still some confusion in terms of formation here. Double wing, split. Wide receiver split to the near side. Shotgun formation for the quarterback, Matt McHugh. He's back to pass. Has plenty of time. Firing deep down the near sideline. Looking. Aaron Benson in coverage. And it is caught. A tremendous catch down near the 31-yard line by number 19, Kamar Jordan. All Delco wide receiver from Penwood. Stretches out. And out leaps Aaron Benson, the defensive back from Strathaven, down at the west 31-yard line.
That ball ended up going to the went out to the center of the field, and I don't think Benson actually saw it turn on him. And while the receiver did, and went out and caught it, and that was it. That was a great pass.
McHugh made a terrific throw, just gave his man a chance, a gain of 44 to bail him out and really change field position in a big, big way. First and 10 for the East, ball at sitting at the west 31-yard line, just when it looked like West was going to get the ball back with terrific field position. Kamar Jordan split to the far side this time. Slot to the far side is Perkins. McHugh under center, and in motion goes Logan. The give is to the halfback, Owsley, and he is undercut very nicely after a gain of about 3. Number 19 is E.J. Calderoni, defensive back from Pencrest. He doubled as their quarterback for most of the season. Nice job by the 5'9", 155-pound senior who's headed to Lycoming in the fall.
And he plays much bigger than 5'9", 155, I'll tell you that.
He took a pounding for most of the year running that option out at Pencrest, but held up very, very nicely. Honorable mention, all Delco at quarterback, 329 rushing yards, 1,200 passing yards, and 6 total touchdowns for the Lions of Pencrest. Second down and about 7 after a gain of 3 from Owsley. I formation, 3-step drop, and firing a fade down the far sideline. Jordan is out there again, goes up, and incomplete. Incomplete. Terrific job by Barrett. Jordan using every bit of that 6-3 frame to outjump the 5-9 Barrett, but could not come down with it. Good technique from Barrett. Just knew he wasn't going to get the ball in the air, but as he came down, stuck the hand up between the hands of Jordan to pop the ball loose as they hit the ground.
I was going to say, I think he had that ball because on the way down he managed to wrestle it away or knock it out or something. Hard to tell from here.
Fine throw again from McHugh. Just give your big guy a chance to go up and get it. Climbing the ladder twice in a row now is Kamar Jordan, and they've got him isolated on the far sideline again here on 3rd and 7. Jordan has Demir Barrett out on an island. I formation, they fake the toss, and now a keeper running to the left and a good block on the corner and turning across the 25 to the 24. He looks to be just short of the first down marker is McHugh. Let's see where they spot it. They're going to put the ball down at the 23. He looks to be about a half yard short, but there is a flag on the play, and wow, that block on the corner, they are going to say that it was an illegal block. I thought he had his head in front of the defensive back. Brandon Murray looked like he was in a position to make the tackle. They called an illegal block, and they're going to bring this thing back 10 yards.
Actually, they call holding, I think, is it?
Looks like illegal use of hands, or block. My guess is block from behind on that corner. They threw it right at the 30-yard line as McHugh turned the corner. That'll move the East back to the 40-yard line, puts them in a bad spot now, 3rd and 18. Kazi Stewart, wide receiver, slot to the far side. All alone in the shotgun formation is McHugh in the backfield. Owsley split to the near side. Kamar Jordan on the far corner. Looking, firing down the seam, caught, ball at the 30. Dancing loose is Jordan again, and wow, good footwork from Jordan. Spins across the 30, made two men miss to pick up four extra yards. They're going to spot this thing back at the 20, about the 27-yard line. Gain of 13 for Jordan, his second catch of the night. Fourth down and about six, a little too long for a field goal, but certainly not in punt territory here.
No, definitely got to go for it here.
Ball just inside the 27-yard line of the West squad. Fourth down and about 5 yards to go.
I'd like that misdirection play that got called back, but we got a timeout.
Second timeout of the night already with 3:38 to go here in the first quarter for the East squad. They've burned their second timeout here in the first quarter. We're going to take a short break here from one of our sponsors and be back with fourth and five after this on www.havenfootball.net.
There is only 92 days left until the 2007 Panther football season begins. There is only 92 days left until the 2007 Panther football season begins, and HavenFootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to high school football action here at the Hero Bowl in Chester, Pennsylvania. 3:38 to play here in the first quarter. We are scoreless. The East facing 4th and 5 in the Western Delaware County territory here from the 26, just inside the 27-yard line. Matt McHugh with four wide receivers and a single setback in the shotgun on 4th and 5. Option right. McHugh going to keep it himself, crosses the 20 and down near the 15. Enough for a first down and more. They're going to spot this thing at the 16, give McHugh 10 on the rushing play, spread the formation, and let McHugh pick his spots. Gain of 10, first down East. First and 10 at the 16.
Great call. It was really, defense had nowhere to go, and there he has so many weapons. We didn't expect him to throw him the ball, but they had a play pass, and it just spread the defense out, and he picked his hole, as you indicated, and he went through it. Great play.
First and 10, ball at the 16-yard line. Backs are split behind McHugh this time. Receivers split as well. It's Jordan and Kazi Stewart on either side. Tight end to the left, back to pass McHugh, throwing the fade, looking for Jordan again, throws and incomplete. Looking for the jump ball again, broken up on the play. Damir Barrett in coverage along with Aaron Benson. But again, 6'3 wide receiver against 5'9 and 5'10 in the defensive backfield. Take your shot there.
Jordan was looking for a call he thought he was interfered with, but obviously the referees didn't agree.
McHugh misconnects. For the third time tonight, he's 3-for-6 for 54 passing yards thus far. Two of those receptions by Kamar Jordan from Academy Park. One for the tight end from Innerborough. Number 41 is Nick Mooney. Second and 10. Approaching the line now, going under center is McHugh. Single setback is Owsley. Wing to the left is number 3, Tamir Logan from Chester. The wing right comes in motion and takes the handoff, trying to stretch play, turn the corner, and banged out of bounds is number 18, Darnell Muse from Chichester. In on the stop is Brandon Murray for Upper Darby, defensive back. He's had his name called a few times tonight already. He's been in on several defensive plays. Third down and about eight to go, almost eight to go after a gain of two from Darnell Muse. Four down territory, I would think, here for the East. So they may be content with a 4 or 5 yard gain and then take another shot here with McHugh. On third and eight, McHugh is under center. I formation, receiver split. Tight end to the left. Back to pass, three step drop. Now they throw the fade to the near side, looking for Stewart, and it's broken up by Brandon Murray. Beautiful job by Murray. Double coverage, but trying to take advantage of the height again with those big receivers. E.J. Calderoni also in coverage for the West, the senior from Pencrest. Stewart could not come down with it. Again, McHugh looking just for the jump ball with a pair of 6'3 receivers at his disposal. Brings up fourth and seven And let's see what the formation is here. Looks to be a kicking formation and taking a knee at about the 20-yard line, looking for a 30-yard field goal attempt. Darren Perkins looking to kick. The holder will be Tamir Logan. Snap is good. The kick is away, and it is no good.
Wide.
No good. Wide, and at this point, whistle blows and some confusion on the field at this point. But the West will take over after the missed field goal. So a nice drive there for the East. Stalls at the 16-yard line. They'll move it out to the 20, and the West will take over for their second possession of the night.
While we're waiting for the game to get back started, I want to say a little word about Lindsay Reichert, who I have some work with to get some of this information. She's been just tireless working for the Hero Bowl, and we just wanted to make a mention, and so did the staff here. Actually brought up, came up to us and said, please mention her on the air. And Lindsay, it's been terrific. You've worked so hard. We all appreciate it. Every facet of this group has been affected by you positively, so we all appreciate it.
A 61-yard drive for the East. Stalls at the 16-yard line and ends with a missed field goal, a 30-yard attempt that falls short and left. So we remain scoreless with 2:28 to play here. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. The West squad will take over with Blaine Fox, the quarterback from Upper Darby High School, taking over to lead the offense. Also checking into the game just across the board here with Royale Edwards, a wide receiver from Strathaven. Also on the field at this point, 77 Perry Koliatsis, the left tackle from Marple Newtown. 56 is Ben Scalina, a guard from Strathaven. Bob Wise, 74, a tackle from Strathaven. Mike DeSalis from Ridley is your right guard. He had a terrific season, as did, well, really the whole squad from Ridley this year. Second team All-Delco for the 6'2", 208-pound DeSalis.
By the way, we're waiting for the action start. Here we go. But I was just going to mention that the crowd is about 80% full and a wider. I don't know what that represents in numbers, but it's a nice crowd here tonight.
And lots of different school colors here, so it looks like, again, widespread from throughout the county. On first and 10, give is to Esseroso. Dances in the backfield, takes a big, big hit near the line of scrimmage, spins across the 20 to the 22. Wow, did Benga Esseroso take a big, big hit from Steve Jones, a linebacker from Penwood, along with 22 Ambar Muhammad, also a linebacker from Academy Park. So the running back, Esseroso, his first carry goes for about two, and boy, did he pay the price for it. Got a helmet in the belly. Bob Wise from Strathaven is your center at this point. Right tackle is Justin Williams. Tight end to the right side now is Dave Wilson. Three wide receivers, Lenny Pinto slot left. Fox back on second and eight, looking, firing deep down the seam, looking, and there should be a flag there. Yeah,
sure.
Flags everywhere. Flags everywhere.
Timing was a little bit off on that defender there.
Looking for Dave Wilson down the seam, and boy, was he laid out.
Unfortunately, about 3 seconds before the ball got there.
Well, too early. The only thing you could maybe argue is uncatchable, but with a 6'5 Wilson streaking down the seam, you wouldn't rule it out. So pass interference on any number of white jerseys there for the East, but... So the West will move out near the 40-yard line after the penalty, after they march this off. Automatic first down. Wilson paid for it. 15-yard penalty puts the ball at the 37. First and 10 with 1:42 to go. Clock is stopped here in the scoreless first quarter of the 31st Annual Hero Bowl. Thrilled to be bringing you the action here on www.havenfootball.net. Two wide receivers split to the near side. Tight end is Wilson to the far side. Crooked eye behind Fox. Play action fake to Esseroso. Fox is rolling, throws, and incomplete. Looking for the fullback, DeVinny. Fox was harassed in the backfield that time by Steve Jones. Good pressure from the linebacker from Penwood. He was honorable mention All-Delco, and he's headed to the Air Force Academy in the fall. So good luck to that young man. Brings up second and 10. For the West.
Fox played it well. He could see it coming, and he just tried to get rid of it. Did have a receiver that was almost open, but it was a safe throw.
I formation again. DeVinny and Esseroso behind Fox on second and 10. Royale Edwards split to the near side and slot to the near side, but they toss going left to the far side. It's Esseroso across the 40. Gang tackled there by Rashawn Holmes, along with number 5, Michael Dougherty from Monsignor Bonner, one of three players from Bonner for the East squad.
Brian Smothers is in on that play as well. from Glendale.
Good gain there for Esseroso. Give him about five. Brings up third and five. Clock ticking, 105, 104, 103 here to play in the first quarter. We are scoreless. I formation again behind Fox. Receivers split to either side. It's Wiley Flowers to the far side, Royale Edwards to the near side. On third and five, play fake. Fox back, time, looking, firing. Edwards is open, and he makes the catch. And he crosses the 40, lowers the shoulder, and down to the 36-yard line. Beautiful pitch and catch there. Fox to Edwards. Gain of about 19 on the play. First catch of the night for Edwards. First completion for Fox. First and 10 for the West squad. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line for the East. 44 seconds to go. Royale Edwards, heard his name called on this network several times throughout the season. All Delco performer from Strathaven, playing wide receiver tonight, will likely play wide receiver and return kicks for IUP in the fall. On first and 10, Esseroso dances in the backfield, spins through one tackle, but doesn't get too much farther. Gain of about one before the senior from Haverford is met by Rashawn Holmes along with Steve Jones.
And that may be the last play for this.
26, 25 seconds. A couple of personnel changes here for the West. They may sneak one more play in before the whistle. Blaine Fox breaks the huddle with 14 seconds on the clock. Looks like they may get one more snap on 2nd and 8 after a gain of 2 from Esseroso. Wide receivers are split. Wing to the left is the fullback Davini. Play fake. Pressure from the backside. Fox gets away, gets rid of it, fires in. It is complete. This is Flowers. Gives up ground and then crosses the first down marker and is down near the 20-yard line. Number 18 on the catch. That's Wiley Flowers, 5'10", wide receiver from Archbishop Carroll. Clock stops with 4 seconds to play. Gain of 15 on the play. I'm sorry, gain of 14 on the play, and now the clock will start again as soon as they set the marker, so it's likely the last play of the quarter, and indeed it is. So we have come to the end of the first quarter, scoreless. East and West battling it out here at Widener University in the 31st Annual Hero Bowl. The West is on the move. Come back and see what they can do at the start of the second quarter. You're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
The world of internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EasyStream.com. EasyStream, streaming made easy.
There is only 92 days left until the 2007 Panther football season begins, and HavenFootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to the Hero Bowl. Delaware County High School football, an all-star game, the East versus the West. The West is on the move, on the ready to start the second quarter, first and 10 at the East 20-yard line. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play action with Mike Mayer alongside. Blaine Fox on first and 10. Gives it to Esseroso across the 20, to the 15, to the 10, stretches forward, and a shoestring tackle saves a touchdown. Stopped by Michael Dougherty, defensive back from Bonner, but Benga Esseroso stretches forward for 10 and a first down. Nice little shift at the line of scrimmage. 4 carries, 19 yards for Benga Esseroso.
And I think that was on his own. I don't think that was the play call. I think he slid outside to find the hole.
Nice footwork, good vision from the senior from Haverford. 5'7", 180-pounder. I formation behind the quarterback, Blaine Fox, first and goal from the 10. Wide receivers are split. Esseroso goes nowhere on first down. In the backfield to meet him is 25 Steve Jones, along with number 36, Eric Brown from Innerboro, the outside linebacker. Loss of about a half a yard on the play.
They're starting to key on him now, and I would think that maybe a good play if they've got it in their playbook to fake to him and run outside.
Yeah, at this point, those outside linebackers at this point are just collapsing on the middle. If you have a bootleg or something in the offensive package here, you may want to take advantage. Second and goal. Ball just outside the 10-yard line now. Fox under center, single setback. Play fake. There is a bootleg. Now throwback screen to the near side. Throw is incomplete. Now there is a flag on the far side of the field. Royal Edwards was split to the far side. And let's see what the side judge saw. Well away from the play. Well away from the play. We're not sure what the call could be here.
Well, technically, once the ball's in the air, obviously, you can't touch your receiver, but
right.
Usually they don't call that kind of stuff unless it's blatant.
Ball was not, away from the ball. It was not deflected. I'm not sure what the story is here. The official's having a conference here at about the 20-yard line trying to talk this over. Holding. Defensive holding on the far sideline. So
probably trying to keep Edwards to get away from him.
Yeah, quite a break here for the West. That play was designed to go to the near side of the field, and all the way at the far sideline, Royal Edwards was held. Now, if you're throwing the ball that direction, that's a great call. The referee that has to make it, but boy, 40 yards away from the play.
Yeah.
Quite a break here for...
And unlike in the pros, there's no automatic
break.
First down.
No so automatic first down. They'll just move it half the distance here. Ball tickling the nose of the nose of the ball, tickling the 5-yard line. Second and goal. Fox under center. Play fake again, rolling left. Sets his feet, fires to the end zone, throws incomplete, looking for Flowers just inside the pylon at the goal line. Could not hold it. In coverage was 27 Tim McGraw from Garnet Valley, along with number 5, Michael Dougherty from Monsignor Bonner.
Lenny Pinto was also out there, which may have been a mistake. This gets back into our discussion about it's tough to train these kids within a couple of weeks. And it put a little too much traffic in that corner. You only got a 10-yard field to begin with.
Yeah, Fox made a good throw. Flowers may want that one back. Wishes he had that one again. But, again, lots of traffic down there. Tough play. Third down. Goal to go for the West. Ball sitting just outside the 5-yard line. Double tight end, three players in the backfield. Now they stack it up and give it to the little guy, Esseroso, across the 5, inching near the goal line. He's going to be just short. Just short, give him about 4.5, and he needed 5 for the goal line. It's going to bring up fourth and goal, fourth and inches here. Gain of 4 for Esseroso. In on the stop again, Michael Dougherty. He's had a busy series for the East defense here.
No, we haven't seen any kind of like a quarterback sneak, and no. I don't know we got the right QB in there this time.
Fourth and inches. Ball just outside the goal line. Big play here for the West. Can they punch it in? Fox looking. Ducks. Can he push forward? We'll see. They're going to have to unpile it.
Doesn't look like it.
Not sure if he did or not. He did not get a good initial push.
No,
he did not get in.
Did not get in.
Goal line stand for the East.
Goal line stand for the East is what I was going to say. Yeah, it looked like the snap was actually fumbled, and I think he's trying to recover it, and then he did the push. Well, by that time, the defenders knew where they were going and just shoved it right back down. He had no chance.
Big play from Rudy Cerami, the defensive tackle from Sun Valley, along with 57, Darrell Brown from Penwood, another defensive tackle. So the interior line of the East holds when they needed it the most. Now, if you're the West defense, what do? You want to keep this East team buried as the football still sits it's inches from the goal line. So you have first and 10 for the East and inside their own one, a 99.5-yard field in front of them.
If you're the center, you want to make sure you get the snap off.
McHugh, under center. Gives quick hitter to the fullback, and he just did get out of the end zone. Almost.
I thought he was initially stopped in the end zone.
Almost a safety there. As number 29, James Prophet from Chichester, was hammered by number 62, Zach Gallagher from Ridley, along with 40, Mike Quintons, the linebacker from Pencrest. So give Prophet maybe a yard on the play. Second and 9 from... really, the 1-yard line. 9:41 and counting to go here in the first half. Scoreless. West threatens inside the 1, but the East defense held and trying to bounce out of their own shadow, their own goalpost. Will Bradley, the linebacker from Upper Darby, stuffs the fullback on this play after no gain. Alondre Lindsay on the carry is your fullback for the East. 5'9", 225-pounder from Glenn Mills. He's headed to St. Cloud State this fall.
Will Bradley came in and made the stop, and now it looks like the West calls timeout.
Timeout for the West here. Going to talk things over with a third and eight in front of them. Will Bradley read that play beautifully. The inside linebacker from Upper Darby filled the hole very, very nicely and met Lindsay head on. No gain there for the East. So we're looking at second and a long eight. We're going to keep it right here during this timeout. First timeout for the West. Going to talk things over and see if they can really try to keep them pinned here at the inside their own five-yard line.
Oh, if they can make them punt from their own end zone in high school ball, boy, that's a tough situation. I mean, West will probably get it back on the 35 or 40 at the furthest, I would think.
Yeah.
By the way, it has cooled off here substantially. The sun has gone down. We're kind of in a tree bowl here, Widener, for those of you who've never been here. It's a pretty place to be.
It is.
It's a little warmer than I would like it to be, but actually it's fairly comfortable now, so it's not so terrible.
Very nice. Will Bradley, the linebacker from Upper Darby, one of the leaders on that defense. Upper Darby qualified for the playoffs this year. Finished with a record of 7-4, lost to Happer Horsham in the first round on the road up in Horsham, up in Montgomery County, and then lost to Haverford on Thanksgiving Day. So did not end the season the way they wanted to. But Upper
Haverford
Darby
felt great.
But Upper Darby well represented with seven players on the field tonight. Shotgun formation, they spread it out, and this is Dominic Kerr, the quarterback, throws, and it is incomplete. Wow. Looking for a flag was Kamar Jordan, but...
And he should have gotten one.
And good cover. Well, since he didn't get it, we're going to call it good coverage from Aaron Benson, the defensive back from Strathaven. Second team All-Delco defensive back. Led Strathaven with four interceptions this year. Good coverage that time on number 19, Kamar Jordan, and it brings up fourth and long, and Jeff Owsley is in to punt. He'll be standing probably with his heels at the back of the end zone. Dominic Kerr checked into the game to make that fourth down throw. My guess is we'll see more of him here before the half is over. Now, number 20, we have identified, thanks to our good buddies here in the press box, Ryan Downs, a defensive back from Archbishop Carroll, stands back to receive the punt. He has his toes out near the 45-yard line of the East. The punter, Jeff Owsley, takes the snap in the back of his end zone, lets it go, and just did get it away, but it's a high, short, very, very, very short kick. Flags all over the place, and it takes a West bounce, and is going to be down at the 19-yard line. So it only ends up being a 17-yard punt, but let's check the flags.
He seemed to kick it straight up because it was almost blocked. So it's possible if he didn't kick it that straight up, it would have been blocked if we tried to get an angle on it.
Yeah, not too many times you're going to cheer a 17-yard punt, but that's one where you will, because Owsley did all he could just to get it out of there.
And if this is going against the West, then he'll at least get some more yards out of it.
Now let's see. It depends really on when the ball was. Did the penalty occur after the ball was kicked? My guess is yes. If that's the case, they're just going to move the ball back from the place where it was downed. Looks to be illegal contact or illegal use of the hand. So West will retain possession, but it will move them back to the 32-yard line of the East. So still fantastic field position here. First and 10 from the 32-yard line. Quarterback from Ridley, Al Humes, is back in the game. So three and out for the East.
Does that mean we're going to see some more passing? I would assume.
Humes and Fox so far have alternated series. Humes, the only quarterback in the history of Delaware County to record back-to-back 2,000-yard passing seasons. He is headed this fall to East Stroudsburg. He is under center with wide receiver split. Wing left, single setback as Russell Johnson takes the handoff, now dances left, has a blocker in front, but then is caught from behind by number 36, Eric Brown from Innerboro.
Good defense.
Great defense there. Good cut from Russell Johnson. Looked like the field was going to open up there for him, but only picks up one on the play. Three carries for 12 yards for Johnson.
It's so hard to coach kids to stay in their position and stay put because they want to make the play. And that was a beautiful example of somebody just got to his place and stayed there and watched the game. And, in fact, if he'd gone after the quarterback, he probably would have missed the running back and it would have gone for a gain or so. Good defense.
Second and a long nine now for the West. Wide receivers are split. Tight end to the near side is Big Dave Wilson. Brandon Robinson split to the near side. Marcus Payton all alone at the far side. Humes, play fake. Rolling right. Has a little time. Gets away from one man. Throws to the tight end Pinto. That was a connection for him all year long. He crosses the 25 and is down near the 20. Awfully close to the first down. Number 52, Rashawn Holmes in on the stop. But Lenny Pinto picks up 10 yards and a first down for the West. Humes to Pinto for the first time tonight.
And that was vintage Al Humes, the scramble, the run. I mean, they were on his tail. They could almost touch him, but he got the pass off. And then Pinto put a huge move again, another 5 or 7 yards out of that play.
Pinto, second team. I'm sorry, honorable mention, all Delco this year. 22 catches, 407 yards, and one touchdown. So he made several clutch catches for the Green Raiders this year. First and 10 from the 20. This is Johnson. The hole opens up on the right side and then is pummeled. Wow, he crossed the 20 and took an awfully big hit from number 51, Vince Boyle, the outside linebacker from Sun Valley. Looked to be quite a bit of room there, but Johnson picks up only about a yard.
Yeah, Jaron Grant just closed down from the corner position and just shut that whole play down.
Good defense again, good closing speed here. A lot of delayed handoffs. Maybe it's just a product of the offense here, but really make sure you can't, you know.
Keeps the defense guessing.
Keeps the defense guessing, and make sure of the exchange. Quarterback dealing with new running backs here in an all-star situation. Second and 9, Humes under center. Three-step drop, fires to the near side, and it is caught, and juggling an incomplete. They're going to rule it incomplete. Brandon Robinson here on the near side at the 15 had both hands on it, but was popped by number 12, Charles Schuler, the defensive back from Penwood, and they'll rule it incomplete. They'll say he never quite had possession. First incompletion of the night for Al Humes, and it will bring up 3rd and 9 from the 19. 6:46 to play here in the first half. We are scoreless. The East with two possessions in a row deep in, the West deep in East territory for the second possession in a row, but nothing has transpired on the scoreboard as of yet. 3rd down and 9. Slot to the near side is Pinto. Receiver split otherwise. Back is Humes. 5-step drop. Firing deep down the seam. Pinto is open. He's got it. Touchdown. The tight end. Ridley connection. Al Humes will running Pinto down the seam for 19 yards and a touchdown. 6-0 West. Beautiful call. They found the tight end Pinto, who was lined up in the slot to the left side, was isolated on a linebacker, faked inside. Humes just put it out there and all alone in the middle of the end zone to Lenny Pinto. The 5'11", 190-pounder hauls it in and puts the first points on the board in the 2007 Hero Bowl. On to attempt the extra point is number 17, Eric Berkowitz.
He calls a timeout.
And second timeout of the half is called by the West squad here, as they have some personnel confusion for the extra point of all things.
Well, not unusual.
No, not in an all-star game, but if you have to hope from just a pure coaching standpoint that you don't want to lose a timeout. This is Eagles fans all year long complain every Monday morning about burned timeouts or when to use a timeout. I don't recall burning one on an extra point. Thankful, or not yet, anyway.
Well,
so we'll keep that in mind. But again, in an all-star situation, very, very difficult with shuffling personnel in and out. So at some point very soon here, Eric Berkowitz, the senior from Haverford, will line up to attempt the extra point. 6-0 West, 6:38 to play here in the first half.
Hopefully with 11 guys on the field this time.
Berkowitz is headed to the University of Pittsburgh this fall. Brandon Murray, the defensive back from Upper Darby, is your holder. He takes a knee at the 10-yard line. The snap is good. Murray puts it down, and Berkowitz hammers it through. 7-0 West. Humes to Pinto, 19 yards for the touchdown. The West is on the board. We're going to take a short timeout and be back for the ensuing kickoff. Midway through the second quarter, you're listening to high school football here on www.havenfootball.net.
Let's go out back tonight. Let go of the day. Go out back tonight. But the steak is thick and juicy. The shrimp is grilled and sweet. The chicken, tender. Your only worry is which to choose.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
Welcome back to the 2007 Hero Bowl here in Delaware County. The East versus the West. 10 schools represented by each squad here in a senior all-star classic, where the West has just taken a 7-0 lead. Al Humes, the quarterback from Ridley, hits his tight end from Ridley, a familiar target. Lenny Pinto, a 19-yard touchdown down the seam to cap a 32-yard drive. A very short field there for the West. And with 6:38 to play in the first half, they have a 7-0 lead. Eric Berkowitz will tease it up. and lets an end-over-end kick go, and this is going to be picked up by Tim Ridewood, the defensive back from Innerborough, trying to cross the field at the 10. The 15 cuts it back, crosses the 20 out to about the 22. So Tim Ridewood on the return, 45 is Benga Esseroso on the tackle for the West. So Tim Ridewood on the return, give him about 12, not the deep man on that play, but Ridewood certainly capable himself. All of Delco twice as a junior and a senior in the defensive backfield, had four interceptions this year, but also contributed 685 yards rushing and 15 touchdowns for Innerborough.
Busy guy.
Busy guy for a team that led the county in scoring, second in District 1, averaged 32 points a game. Toss play. This is Tamir Logan, who stretches out near the 25 on first and 10. Give him a gain of 3. Number 59 on the stop for the West is Mike Ford from Haverford, along with number 19, E.J. Calderoni.
How appropriate is it that Ridley, who led the Central League so dramatically, that the combination for Ridley scores for the West?
Ridley, well represented here tonight, and you would expect that from a team that finished 13-1 and reached the Eastern Final, just one game short of the state championship game, best record in school history. Under center is Dominic Herr for the East. Fires incomplete, looking for Tamir Logan on a quick slant. Incomplete out near the 30-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and a long 8. In coverage was Ryan Downs from Archbishop Carroll for the West side. So Herr has missed on his first two passing attempts. Third down and about 8 for the East. Dominic Herr, the fourth-rated passer in Delaware County. Actually, all the top four passers represented here tonight. McHugh, Humes, Fox, and Herr, the top four rated passers in Delaware County this past season. Herr back on third and 8, looking, firing down the middle, has the tight end. This is Moody across the 30, makes a nice little cut and spins out to the 35, picks up the first down. Nice little cut from Tim Mooney. His second catch of the night goes for 11 and an East first down. Nice stop from number 31 for the West. That's Joe Colalori, a linebacker from Cardinal O'Hara. First and 10 for the East. 5:27, 5:26 and counting. Ball just outside their own 35. Senior quarterback Dominic Herr under center. Receivers are split. Kamar Jordan to the near side. Kazi Stewart to the far side. I formation, play action fake. Herr looking to air it out deep down the sideline. Jordan is out there. Pushes and makes a catch. Still on his feet at the 15. Banged out of bounds by Calderoni. But it is Kamar Jordan down to the 14-yard line. Wow.
What a catch.
These East quarterbacks know what they have in Kamar Jordan, a 6'3", 180-pound receiver. They are just putting it up there and say, big guy, climb the ladder and go get it.
And he kept his feet in bounds. That was the remarkable one.
Walks the tightrope along the white paint here at the sideline.
In double coverage.
Terrific throw and a better catch by Jordan. Jordan's third catch of the night goes for 50 yards down to the 14-yard line. Unofficially, 107 yards receiving already for Kamar Jordan. Three-step drop this time. Quick slant, fires, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted at the 5. Crossing the 10, this is Ryan Downs looking for room on the near sideline. Spins away from one man and then is popped again. Keeps his feet, but is down inside the 10-yard line. So a gain of just 4 on the return for Ryan Downs, but wow. The East seem to have their signals crossed there. Herr threw a quick slant. The receiver did not get to the spot where he was throwing. Not sure where the fault lies, but went right into the hands of the corner from Archbishop Carroll. That's Ryan Downs. Kills the drive for the East. Big play for the West defense.
Yeah, I'm not too sure whether I would have called that as a coach, only because I think from that distance I would have give it a couple of runs to see what we can do.
The West now was pinned. This is their worst field position of the night, but considering the alternative where they were first and 10 at the 14, where the East had it there, West takes over first and 10 at their own 9-yard line. Blaine Fox is the quarterback. I formation behind him. Toss play. Esseroso running to the left. Crosses the 15, lowers his shoulder, and crosses to the 17. Out near the 18. In on the stop for the East was number 58. Brian Smothers along with 68 Rudy Cerami.
East defense has been out here a long time.
Yes.
It's, you know, while we're getting cooler up and we got a fan up here, it's got to be pretty warm on that field.
Essarosa, 7 carries for 21 yards after a gain of 7, brings up 2nd and 3. Clock ticking at 4:17 and counting here in the first half. West with the football in their red jerseys and a 7-0 lead. Fox fumbles the snap. Ball's loose. Let's see. Let's see. Essarosa covers it. Fox didn't fall on it right away, but the tailback Essarosa with a heads-up play falls on it at the 15-yard line. Loss of 2 on the play.
I think Fox was looking for the ball. I think he was going to fall on it. He just couldn't find it.
Yep. So now the nose of the football moves backwards for the West, sitting at their own 15-yard line, third down and almost 5 to go. Blaine Fox brings in the play from the sideline. Fox, a strong season for Upper Darby this year. Second team All-Delco, had a passing rating of 139, 1,589 yards, 14 touchdowns, and 7 picks, leading Upper Darby to their first playoff berth in a few years. Third and 5. Fox firing deep down the sideline, has a man out there. This is Flowers. He makes the grab and they mark it inbounds. Good catch. Got 1 foot down. Wiley Flowers makes the grab out near the 41-yard line. Gain of 27 on the play. Great throw from Fox. Terrific, terrific timing on a little fade route.
Great high school football. And again, right on the sideline. I mean, because the players were in my way, couldn't tell whether he got it. But, you know, he didn't get it by much. He was just dancing.
Number 27, Tim McGraw in coverage for Garnet Valley, but Flowers makes a great catch on a fine throw by Fox. And wow, Rudy Cerami eats up Essarosa, loss of 1 on the play. The big defensive tackle from Sun Valley on his way to East Stroudsburg in the fall eats up Essarosa for a loss of 2. Second and 12 for the West. First negative yardage for the night for the tailback from Haverford. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line, 2:51, 2:50 and counting to play here in the first half. Wiley Flowers from Archbishop Carroll, split to the near side. Split to the far side is Royale Edwards on 2nd and 12. Back is Fox, looking, and he is swarmed. He had time, but great coverage, and it's big John Murray from Garnet Valley eats him alive. John Murray on the sack. He's got a full ride to University of New Hampshire, and he was a key part of the Garnet Valley defense this year. Garnet Valley, the defending District 1 champs.
There were three guys there. Mike Smith was also one of them, and he looked like he was going to escape and decided to tuck the ball down, and I don't think he realized where these guys were. Turned around to look for some room to run and just was pummeled.
Loss of 8 more on the play brings up 3rd and 20 now for the West. John Murray right in Fox's lap. And with 2:03 to play in the first half, the West is going to burn their final timeout. We're going to take a short break with them and come right back for the final 2 minutes of the first half of the Hero Bowl. You're listening live to high school football on www.havenfootball.net.
Commerce Bank is the main sponsor of the 2007 Hero Bowl, and we're all very proud of their continued support. Commerce Bank is America's most convenient bank, with 7-day branch banking, free checking for the first year, free online banking and bill paying, and a no-fee ATM Visa check card. Branches are located conveniently throughout the Delaware County. For your nearest branch, give them a call at 1-888-751-9000. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the 2007 Hero Bowl, a charity event here in Delaware County being held for the 31st year. As my broadcast partner Mike Mayer mentioned earlier in the broadcast, nearly $500,000 has been raised for the families of fallen firefighters, EMTs, and police officers, and all of tonight's proceeds going to just a fantastic cause. Third and 20, Blaine Fox under center for the West. 7-0 lead, but 3rd and 20 is back to pass. Long drop back into tight end screen to Dave Wilson. Has some room across the 35. Ball, and wow, that was a helmet that popped off. Thought it was the football, but that was Dave Wilson getting popped by number 58, Brian Smothers, a linebacker from Glenn Mills. Gain of about 5 on the play for Wilson, and boy, did he pay for it. Second catch of the night for the big tight end.
That always scares you to death. I mean, you don't know what's rolling down the field. You just hope it isn't anything serious.
Timeout this time, last timeout, now called by the East squad. This is their final timeout of the first half. They stop the clock with 1:48 to play, expecting to get the football back here on 4th and 13. Certainly West will be in punt formation. We're going to keep it right here and just again give you a little background on the game tonight, and we're going to learn a little bit more about it at halftime tonight. A couple of halftime guests, probably an extended halftime tonight, considering there'll be some on-field honors of sponsors.
And we have a relay race.
A relay race as well, and actually some teams on the far side of the track here at Widener University getting loose for that, as we have only 1:48 to play.
But if we have time, we will be. We have ball of both Paul Hizzy and Pete Fulginetti, who are our two stat guys, who aren't keeping stats tonight. They're just basically spotting for us. But Pete usually does the halftime show, and we'll continue with that if we have time at halftime.
We probably will, and we'll have a couple of other featured guests as well. In the meantime, 4th and 12, Al Humes into punt for Ridley. Two men deep for the East squad, Arriwood, and now, wow, the kick is partially blocked, and it is trickling past midfield, and, oh, wow, risky play for the East. Picking it up was Tim Ridewood, and he is pummeled immediately. Checking on Humes here. He is walking off under his own power. Good thing. Kick was partially blocked by number 36, Eric Brown. Flag on the play, and let's talk about this. Flag out near where the ball was picked up by Tim Ridewood. Partially blocked, and Humes, thankfully, is okay. He was hit hard by Brown coming in on the punt block. Looks like a dead ball. Unsportsmanlike conduct. 15-yard flag against the West here. So the East, with 1:36 to play, is suddenly in business. They were going to start with the ball at their own 45. Instead, after a penalty, are now near their own 45. It's now inside the 40. First and 10, ball at the West 38-yard line. The East takes over with their best field position of the night. Matt McHugh, senior quarterback from Garnet Valley, is under center. The single setback is Owsley. Wing to the near side, and two receivers split to the far side. Short drop, quick hitter, incomplete, looking for a quick slant to Kazi Stewart. He stretched out near the 28-yard line but had it go through his hands.
I like that call.
Good throw, good read from McHugh. Zipped it right past the ear of that inside linebacker.
Yep, and it just was just a tiny bit outside of the receiver's reach, but nice try.
McHugh right now 3-for-8 for 54 yards unofficially. 1:32 to play here, 2nd and 10 for the East. Trailing 7-0, it's Matt McHugh under center. Jeff Owsley is in at the tailback position. Now he moves to a wing right. Three wide receivers, tight end to the right as well. Empty backfield essentially behind McHugh. He's back to pass, and here comes a jailbreak. Mike Wilkins on the near side unloads. The defensive end from Ridley, key to that defense all year, rips down McHugh back at the 45-yard line. Clock is ticking.
They knew the play. I mean, they knew he was going to throw it, and they just went all out for it, and
empty,
they got him.
Empty backfield. Wilkins came around the corner, and the second team All-Delco senior
got
from Ridley got him. Third down, 16 to go. Here comes Wilkins on another big rush, but McHugh's going to air it out down the near sideline. Throws incomplete. Royale Edwards in coverage. Well overthrown that time. Kamar Jordan didn't have a shot at it. McHugh under heavy pressure again, just airing it out down the near sideline as it fell incomplete down near the 10. Now brings up, with 58 seconds to go, a fourth down and about 17 to go. So, tricky call here. Are you punting? You're going to give the ball back to the West in a situation like this?
No, I think you got it. Well, I think I'd be
if you don't, if you don't
you're
convert,
only down by 7. Yeah. Well,
but here's
so much for that.
Here's McHugh in the shotgun, standing with his toes at midfield, 4th and 17. Kamar Jordan split to the near side. Slot to the near side is Kazi Stewart. Owsley wing left, back, looking, firing, deep down the seam. It's Jordan who's out there and incomplete. Double covered on the play, Demir Barrett and Royale Edwards, and Jordan did not have a shot at that one. So with 52 seconds left, the West takes over at their own 45. So the East rolls the dice there. Going to gamble and say the defense, you need to keep them out of the end zone. You've got a 55-yard field to work with.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if this was a regular game, they probably would have just punted it, figuring they want to put them as deep as they can. But, hey, it's not a regular game. It's a hero ball. You're trying to score some points. Losing by 7 or losing by 70 doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
And Jordan with 3 catches for 107 yards already in the first half. Why not? Put it up there and let the big guy go get it. At any rate, Ridley quarterback Al Humes leads the West offense back onto the field. Receivers split I formation behind him, first and 10 at his own 45. Give is to the tailback, and trying to turn the corner is Russell Johnson. Lowers his shoulder at the 50, and wow.
Ran over him.
My goodness, Russell Johnson, the running back, unloaded on first contact there. And again, it's usually the defense doing the punishing. Not that time. Losing a helmet on that play was Darrell Brown, the defensive tackle. That was not the guy who made first contact, actually. But Russell Johnson with 23, 22, 21 seconds to play now as the clock ticks down. Gain of 7 for the senior halfback from Archbishop Carroll. Will probably be their last play of the first half. Humes under center. Back to pass. Looking. Firing. Deep down the far sideline. He's looking for Peyton. Throws, and it is incomplete.
With
2 seconds left, they are going to get one more play here. Jerron Grant, the defensive back from Academy Park, in coverage, almost had an interception there, but likely would have landed out of bounds anyway. So with 2 seconds left, third down and about two, time for one more play here for the West offense. Al Humes brings in the play. My guess is a spread formation, and let's see how far you can throw it, Al.
That's right. Let's see how good you really are. Receivers, are one's going to go outside, one's going to go over the middle.
Marcus Peyton isolated to the far sideline. To the near side, Brandon Robinson. Slot left is Lenny Pinto. Single setback. Humes is back. Looking. Good protection. Now running out of time. Steps up, and he's going to tuck it and run across the 40. Ducks inside and is tackled down at the 35. So Humes picks up 12 on the carry, but that will do it for the first half of the Hero Bowl. We're going to take a short time out, be back for some halftime festivities and activities here. 7-0 West here at the 2007 Hero Bowl. Stay tuned for some halftime activity here with Mike Mayer. This is Brian Carroll bringing the action live here at West in Chester, Pennsylvania at Widener University. I'll get it right. You're listening to Hot Live High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Commerce Bank is the main sponsor of the 2007 Hero Bowl, and we're all very proud of their continued support. Commerce Bank is America's most convenient bank, with 7-day branch banking, free checking for the first year, free online banking and bill paying, and a no-fee ATM Visa check card. Branches are located conveniently throughout the Delaware County. For your nearest branch, give them a call at 1-888-751-9000. Member FDIC. The president of Widener University, James T. Harris, the faculty, staff, and students salute the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County. Widener is proud to host the Hero Bowl, whose proceeds support scholarships for the children of Delaware County police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical technicians who have given their lives in the line of duty. Widener supports noble efforts to provide scholarships for children of the heroes who died in the line of duty protecting residents of Delaware County. Widener University in Chester, Pennsylvania. To contact the university, call 1-888-WIDENER. That's 1-888-WIDENER.
And we're back at halftime here at Widener University with the Hero Bowl, 31st Annual Hero Bowl. And I have a couple of guests with us. These are representatives from Commerce Bank, who is the key sponsor for the Hero Bowl. We have Gabrielle Fleming and Steve McWilliams, and welcome to both you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a pretty good game, actually, for a mid-season game.
It's terrific. And great weather tonight, too.
Yeah, well, it's a little warm for me, but and it'd certainly be a little warm if I was suiting up, but I'm not suiting up, so I don't have to worry about it. Steve, you have a little bit of history with this game, personally.
Yes, played in 1979 in the Hero Bowl. It's a great event. Have the opportunity to play with other players in the league. And really create some friendships that last a lifetime.
Right. It's a neat opportunity. I know for a lot of these kids, even though they're going to go on to college, a lot of them won't get a chance to play or will decide after a certain amount of time that they're here for an education, not to play football. A lot of them go into schools that don't offer scholarships. So they'll find out that high school and college are a little different when it comes to grades. And playing football and going to college is a little different thing, particularly if you're not on a scholarship.
Sure.
Gabrielle, why don't you talk about a little bit about the Commerce Bank and their involvement with the Hero Bowl?
Well, actually, this is our 8th year sponsoring the Hero Bowl, and it's just a great event. You know, at Commerce, we're really involved in the community and committed to giving back in the areas where we are. So this is a great opportunity to touch a lot of different people. You know, all of the heroes that have given their lives for this county, it's just really important, and it's important that we continue that tradition.
I think all the sponsors here are very proud to be a part of this, and I mean, there's always a cost to things. That's the way life is, but we certainly got involved here at havenfootball.net because we wanted to contribute. We're big high school football fans, obviously. But we wanted to contribute the services in our broadcast, and we think it's great the company's come out, and we named everybody. We actually made up a little spot for you guys, and we're running it during the broadcast. How many branches does Commerce – I don't want to put you on the spot. I know I wouldn't ask any trick questions, but how many branches does Commerce now have in the Delaware Valley?
In Delaware County itself, there are actually 14 branches.
Okay, because it seems like every time I turn around, there's one somewhere.
Yeah.
It is an extremely convenient bank, and I guess you guys were the ones that kind of initiated the banking on Sunday concept?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone hated us when we first came out with that idea.
They're all doing it.
Well, they have to.
That's right. That's right. Steve, what do you? What's your position as
regional vice president?
So, what does that mean to the rest of us?
The rest of us, I'm responsible for all the lending and deposit activity in Delaware County.
So they let you come here because you were a former Hero Bowl player?
Yes. Well, actually, I grew up in Upper Darby, attended Bonner High School, and graduated Westchester, and. I'm a county resident up through the age of 24, and then went off to live in different parts of the country, then settled back in Montgomery County right now.
But looking to
move back into Delaware County is the point.
All right, great. What other activities does Commerce Bank have, Gabrielle, that you know, charity operations or?
Geez, there are so many, you know, across our footprint. But basically, you know, in Delaware County, we're involved with this. We are involved with the Riverfront Ramble that happens in September. Heavily involved in little leagues and anything like that that has to do with children. So we look for things that touch families and that are important to families.
That's great.
And
that's
the
great.
Things we support.
And we see a lot of participation. And, of course, we're very pleased about the Hero Bowl, and that's just probably a focus because it's countywide, one of the few things, I think, that go on countywide. And certainly when it comes to police officers, firefighters, and EMTs. And, you know, most of our firefighters in Delaware County are volunteers to begin with. So
right, absolutely.
On top of giving up their free time and family time and being ready at a moment's notice, they're not getting paid for it. They do it because they love firefighting.
Mm-hmm.
I have a firehouse in my neighborhood, so they are a dedicated group. Well, we appreciate you stopping by and being able to talk to us a little bit. And remember that the game's archived, so now you can go back and try to find the spot where you guys were interviewed.
Great.
So we're going to go to a spot right now and get some commercials running, and we will come back in just a couple of minutes. So this is www.havenfootball.net.
Just kick back for the moment. Toss all your worries in the air, 'cause you'll forget them when you're there. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go of the day, go out back tonight. For the steak is thick and juicy, the shrimp is grilled and sweet, the chicken tender. Your only worry is which to choose.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
Commerce Bank is the main sponsor of the 2007 Hero Bowl, and we're all very proud of their continued support. Commerce Bank is America's most convenient bank, with 7-day branch banking, free checking for the first year, free online banking and bill paying, and a no-fee ATM Visa check card. Branches are located conveniently throughout the Delaware County. For your nearest branch, give them a call at 1-888-751-9000. Member FDIC.
Okay, we're back here at Widener University for the 31st Annual Hero Bowl, and I have a couple of gentlemen here who, it's the 31st Annual, so that means we can go back now a few years and actually talk to some people who are all grown up, almost. I know about one, but I don't know about the others. I know we've got Jerry Penrose
yes.
here, and you've got a son playing.
Yes.
And his name is?
Jerry Penrose also.
And he went to?
Cardinal O'Hara.
Okay, and you went to Cardinal O'Hara.
Yes.
So, and you played in the 79?
79, yes.
And you, sir?
Ed Smitherman. I graduated in 1979. Jerry and I were teammates in the All-Star game back in 79.
So it's never happened before, and now we've got two dads and two sons.
Right. My son's from Garner Valley, plays on the east side.
Okay, and I'm just curious, as a father of a son myself, not a stellar football player myself, I barely got by, but since you guys were doing well enough to be invited to the Hero Bowl, when you realized you had a son, how long did it take before you thought about football and maybe even the Hero Bowl?
About a minute.
That was Jerry.
It took you that long, huh?
Yeah.
Well, right, yeah, right when you have a son, obviously you think football.
Right.
I mean, at least
right.
we do in our family. I know our family's big football family. I'm sure Jerry's is too, but yeah, that's the first thought.
So what? Now, how do you think the game has changed at high school? I certainly have my impressions. I'm a little older than you guys. So I went to school 68, 69, 70, 71. And things, you know, no water, no, you know, it's dangerous stuff.
Yeah, I think they definitely lightened up on that a lot, which
right.
is smart.
Right.
I just think the speed of the game is so much faster than it was back then. And just their size and the overall, you know, ability and athletic ability of the kids is much, much better than, when we played back then.
No doubt.
Then.
I mean, it's certainly the strength is, the kids are bigger, but the strength is amazing. Kids lift. I mean, I barely lifted in high school, and I don't know how much
not
guys
much.
Are hard, but not a lot.
I'm surprised at the size. I was at 5'11 and about 200 pounds. I wasn't a big lineman, but I was a good size lineman.
Decent right. size back then.
But they can move too, and that's the thing. That, being that big and they're athletic, which is
that's the thing. And then of course it's amazing. We see our own kids and we see their friends, and then we realize how few of these kids go on to big schools, and certainly how few end up in the pro. And it makes you wonder, what do you have to be?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have to be? So, I don't know if you guys do this. I occasionally dream I'm back in uniform. You guys have those dreams occasionally?
Absolutely.
You're back in the high school football field?
If my wife was up here, she would.
I'm glad I don't have to see any doctor about this.
No, I still have a high school friend. I was just telling Jerry, he was the MVP of the 1980 game. But he was the defensive player of the game, and he was my best man at my wedding. We still get together and watch films from our high school.
Really?
Oh, we're idiots. I mean, it's great. And all we do on the sidelines at Garner Valley is all the old guys that played come and talk. And we stand on the hill at Garner Valley and you just talk about yourselves the whole time.
Oh, yeah. It's a great thing. That's what's great about having your son involved with it, too, because you can relive these things and you try to explain it to him about what you did. And then hopefully they have the same experiences and have the same friendship with guys that you know they grew up with.
Sure. You guys check yourself sometimes. Say, oh, I don't want to say anything, or like, I don't want to get involved now. You know, he's got to learn this, or you know, I'm not the coach.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Yeah, you know, I mean, they have to learn it and do it on their own. I mean,
right.
You know. Well, you still have
right.
to let them listen to the coach. Always. I know Jerry coached. I think his son at Springfield,
right.
probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I coached my son in Brandywine Youth Club, but. Once he got on those other coaches, I mean, he has to listen to those guys.
Right, right. And the game has changed. I mean, we have our criticisms up here. Of course, we always recognize we're talking about a high school program in 16. You know, we'll see some kid drop a ball or not, and he's 16.
Yeah.
Give it a rest.
Oh, yeah.
How much are you going to criticize?
Yep.
But yeah, the game is very different than when we played balls, and even the specialization.
I think the way they throw the ball now. I mean, we never threw the ball as much. I mean, it's way more of a running game than what you see today.
Right. And I think the caliber of play just in Delaware County in the last several years, and part of that certainly has been the Ridley program, Arch Carroll, certainly Strathaven, you want to compete, you got to step it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's definitely improved football throughout the county.
You can see that just from the game tonight.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you guys. I am amazed at how clean this game has been. I mean, we've had a couple of glitches.
I still say for years, I think Delaware County is like a gold mine of players. I think a lot of coaches don't see that. I think a lot of area coaches must not see. I know there are kids going, Jerry's son's going to Westchester. There's quite a few kids, but there's a lot of schools around, not a lot. There's Widener, you know, Westchester, Cheney, so there's, you know, and there's schools, but they don't look enough in here, I don't think.
It's hard to say, and usually you need the talent to draw somebody in, and then he starts looking at other players.
True.
Which is one of the reasons we actually started this website, was to try to bring the whole package together so there'd be some highlights if you looked at our stat package. I mean, we don't claim our stats are 100% accurate, because who the heck knows, but the bottom line is to give a feel for more of a team-wide thing, but...
Right.
Yeah. So your observations of football is faster, better, stronger?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the size, the strength, and the way the kids play today. I mean, I'm glad I played when I did instead of being out there now.
Yeah,
you know?
We'd be warming the bench a lot more, right?
I'd say, how do you feel? My son goes, how do you feel? Good. I'm glad I'm up in the stands watching.
Exactly. So there's no debate about how the 79
we might have struggled a little bit out there.
They would have killed us.
Yeah, right over you.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, well, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the game.
All right, thank you.
Thanks
a
lot. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes after a couple of commercial spots. This is www.havenfootball.net.
Commerce Bank is the main sponsor of the 2007 Hero Bowl, and we're all very proud of their continued support. Commerce Bank is America's most convenient bank, with 7-day branch banking, free checking for the first year, free online banking and bill paying, and a no-fee ATM Visa check card. Branches are located conveniently throughout the Delaware County. For your nearest branch, give them a call at 1-888-751-9000. Member FDIC. The president of Widener University, James T. Harris, the faculty, staff, and students salute the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County. Widener is proud to host the Hero Bowl, whose proceeds support scholarships for the children of Delaware County police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical technicians who have given their lives in the line of duty. Widener supports noble efforts to provide scholarships for children of the heroes who died in the line of duty protecting residents of Delaware County. Widener University in Chester, Pennsylvania. To contact the university, call 1-888-WIDENER. That's 1-888-WIDENER.
Let's kick back for the moment. Toss all your worries in the air, cause you forget them when you're there. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go of the day, go out back tonight. For the steak is thick and juicy, the shrimp is grilled and sweet, the chicken tender. Your only worry is which to choose.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
There's only 92 days left until the 2007 Panther football season begins, and HavenFootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Chester, Pennsylvania. We are at halftime. You're listening live to high school football action here on www.havenfootball.net. The 2007 Hero Bowl, which is an all-star game here in Delaware County. The county split in half. 10 high schools representing the East squad, 10 high schools representing the West, and we are, again, at halftime. The referees have made their way back onto the field. No sign of the two teams just yet. Back and forth slugfest, a 7-0 lead held by the West squad right now. The West represented by Archbishop Carroll, Haverford, Marple Newtown, Radnor, Strathaven, Springfield, Upper Darby, Ridley, Pencrest, and Cardinal O'Hara. The East squad trailing 7-0 at this point, but they've had their chances. A couple of one in particular deep in West territory was not able to turn it into any points. In fact, turned it over inside the 10-yard line. But Glen Mills, Chichester, Sun Valley, Innerborough, Garnet Valley, Penwood, Monsignor Bonner, Chester, and Academy Park make up the East squad, so they are looking for 24 minutes of good football for these high school seniors, and in many cases, as we mentioned earlier, the last high school football played, or maybe the last football played in any organized fashion by many of these kids. So we're hoping that they will enjoy it. Again, Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play action. I'd like to thank Mike Mayer for the halftime interview. Several guests here from Commerce Bank, as well as a few fathers, some Hero Bowl alumni themselves, right, now seeing their sons.
I don't know if you heard it, but I asked them how long after their sons were born did they think about, you know, football and the Hero Bowl. And
yeah.
They said, oh, I don't know, about a minute.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, good to start to see that there's actually some history behind this and some long-standing, a little bit of a tracking at this point where we're starting to see some repeat names year after year,
and
at least surnames anyway, last
right,
names.
I understand that... that this is the first time there's been, you know, sons on the field that had fathers who played in the game. So we're starting to build a bit of a history and an interesting event for Delaware County. And I think as this progresses, certainly Widener is a great venue for this. It's a beautiful field, beautiful facility, and it's surrounded by trees. I mean, it's really very much a park setting, and it's just terrific. And we have a crowd that, as I said, I think the stands are about 80% full. I don't know what that means here.
Right.
But I would guesstimate about 3,000, maybe 3,500.
A terrific contingent from really several schools here. I'm seeing lots of purple and gold from Upper Darby. I'm seeing a great contingent over here from Glen Mills, Haverford. I've seen a couple of Strathaven fans and coaches even here. Garnet Valley, some Cardinal O'Hara guys sitting in front of us for most of the first half. The list goes on. Some Marple Newtown guys coming off a tremendous season for them. Chester as well. Really a terrific, terrific turnout for a bunch of kids who are out there playing hard and enjoying it on really an unseasonably warm night for May 31st in Philadelphia. But
it beats rain.
It beats the rain most definitely. So the teams have made it out onto the field. Again, we'll like to take a look here at the halftime statistics. Halftime statistics are brought to you by Commerce Bank. You heard from them, and there are several locations here in Delaware County.
14, actually.
14, actually. Thank you. You had the headset on. I didn't. I was guessing on that. But the West has been led by two quarterbacks, Blaine Fox from Upper Darby. 4 for 6, passing for 66 yards in the first half. Al Humes from Ridley, 4 for 5, including a 19-yard touchdown strike to go with his 54 total passing yards. Russell Johnson, 5 carries for 20 yards, the tailback from Archbishop Carroll. Fox and Humes, both with negative yardage due to a couple of sacks. And Benga Esaroso, 8 carries for 19 yards for the tailback from Haverford. That's your rushing. Those are your rushing statistics for the West squad. Receiving, it's been spread out a little bit. Royale Edwards has a catch for 19 yards. He's from Strathaven. Marcus Payton, 1 catch for minus 1 yard from Ridley. Flowers, number 18, Wiley Flowers from Archbishop Carroll, 2 catches for 41 yards. A couple of beautiful catches, actually, for the West squad. Lenny Pinto, the tight end from Ridley, 2 catches, 29 yards, including the 19-yard touchdown. And Dave Wilson, the big tight end from Upper Darby, 2 more catches for 31 yards. So 4 of the 8 completions have gone to the tight end for the West squad. For the East, Matt McHugh, the senior dual-threat quarterback from Garnet Valley, just 3 for 9 passing for 54 yards. Dominic Herr from Penwood, 1 for 3 with an interception. That one completion, a 50-yard strike to Kamar Jordan. Receiving, Kamar Jordan does have 3 catches for 107 yards unofficially. He has been the go-to guy for on the field tonight on the receiving end of things. The other 2 completions for the squad went to the tight end from Interborough, Tim Mooney. 2 catches for 9 yards. Rushing, not much of an attack for the East squad so far. Samir Logan from Chester, 2 carries for just 4 yards. McHugh, 3 carries for 6 yards, including 1 sack. Jeff Owsley, the tailback from Sun Valley, 2 carries for just 2 yards. Number 29 is James Prophet from Chichester. He has just 1 carry for 1 yard. The fullback, number 40, Alondre Lindsay from Glen Mills, he has 1 carry for no gain. And Darnell Muse from Chichester, 1 carry for just 2 yards. So not much of a rushing attack despite those big, big lines from Garnet Valley and Sun Valley. But again, it's not always about size. Sometimes technique and certainly limited practice time having an effect here on both offenses.
Well, normally, you know, you see a 7-0 game and you're wondering, what do we just sit through? Now, the first half took a while because there was a lot of passing, a lot of incompletes. But generally, the quality of the game has been exceptional. I would say that if I didn't know these two teams had just started practice a couple weeks ago, I would say this looks like about a mid-season contest.
Yeah. Passing especially, and as you might guess from the West squad coming in on paper with Blaine Fox and Al Humes at quarterback, your second and third rated passers in Delaware County, and again Humes with all sorts of big career and season numbers for the 13-1 Green Raiders this year. But 4 for 6 for Fox and 4 for 5 for Humes. I mean, those are 8 for 10 passing in an All-Star game. Tremendous.
Absolutely.
Tremendous.
Just the fact your receivers could get there and you could find them, I mean, it's a remarkable feat. But I'll tell you, the East hasn't been shy about their passing game either. I mean,
no.
He's got some beautiful balls in the air, found his receivers, some nice fade passes. I'll tell you, there's been a lot of passing on the East. It just hasn't landed, but not that it's been off. There was one pass that was probably off, which is towards the end of the first half when he was just throwing it up. But other than that, they've been very close. Everything that's been dropped has been pretty much on the money, off by a few inches, a half a foot, whatever. So it's been an outstanding game, outstanding quality. And as I think the dads that we talked to spoke about, you know, there's no talk about what the 79 team would have done against this. We'd have rolled right over the 79 team. The quality of football at high school level, which I think is due in part to the Ridleys and the Strathavens and the Upper Darby stepping up a thing. You know, Sun Valley's coming along. Haverford starting to see some good play. I mean, if you're going to compete in this part of the world, you got to play good football. Now, can you take states? That's another issue. But you got to get out there and put together an aggressive team and a well-coached team and a well-disciplined team, and I think that's what you're seeing throughout Delaware County.
The West will receive the opening kickoff here in the second half. Kicking it off for the East is number 24, Jeff Owsley from Sun Valley. He does, as we said, a little bit of everything. He's handled punting duties tonight. He has been your star tailback for Sun Valley this past season as well, the do-it-all senior. Over 1,400 yards rushing and 13 touchdowns, second in Delaware County in overall scoring. And he was a first-team All-Delco selection for Sun Valley, who really Sun Valley qualified for the playoffs this year for the first time in quite a while, won a three-way tiebreaker with over Strathaven to bounce the Panthers out of the playoffs. And again, Sun Valley looking to duplicate things next year. But Owsley, let's go with an end-over-end kickoff, and this is Royale Edwards from Strathaven. Fields it at the 3, across straight ahead speed. Look out, Royale across the 30, the 40. You will not catch Royale. Forget it. 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 97 yards for
no
the
flags.
Senior from Strathaven, and no laundry on the field. Royale Edwards with straight ahead speed. Fresh off a third-place finish for that 4x100 relay team for the Strathaven track squad. Roy Al goes straight up the gut for 97 and a kick return touchdown.
Strathaven is fairly represented here. You know, Strathaven hasn't made the Hero Bowl for the last 2 years because it fell on the prom night. So this year, I think the Hero Bowl people said, you know what, we'll have the thing on a Thursday night and we won't worry about the prom anymore. And that was the direct results of that, unfortunately, for the East.
Five Strathaven players here. Royale Edwards, Aaron Benson, you've heard already tonight. You've heard his name called. Demetrius Harris, the defensive end. Ben Scalina, the offensive guard. And Bob Wise playing offensive center tonight. So the Panthers are well represented. And Royale has left his mark on this game. Just 16 seconds off the clock here at the start of the second half. Edwards caught it on the back pedal, actually, with no momentum.
All the way to 3.
Took him about 5 yards to get started to get the top speed. And the senior who's headed to Indiana University of Pennsylvania this fall to play wide receiver and do just that, return kickoffs, has given the West squad a 14-0 lead. 11:44 to go here in the third quarter. You're listening to High School Football Live on www.havenfootball.net.
There's only 92 days left until the 2007 Panther football season begins, and havenfootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. Havenfootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to the Hero Bowl here in 2007 in Chester, Pennsylvania. Live high school all-star action where a bunch of seniors have gotten together to see lightning strike, figuratively speaking, here at Widener University to start the second half. Royale Edwards, the sprinter from Strathaven, takes the opening kickoff of the second half, 97 yards straight up the middle of the field, practically untouched, to give the West squad a 14-0 lead. And the kicker from Haverford, Eric Berkowitz, tees it up and lets go this third kickoff of the night. It's a high end-over-end kick. Can the East squad answer? Fielding it inside the 10 is number 2, Deron Perkins, and he is repped up and pulled backwards by Aaron Benson from Strathaven at about the 15. So only about 7 on the return for Perkins. The East could not answer, so it'll be up to the offense to get the job done. And flag, yeah, good sight line there, Mike. I don't know. I'd missed that entirely.
I was pointing and raving frantically, but you didn't see it.
I missed it. Looks like a chop block called on the East. So this, it's gone from bad to worse now. Looked like they were going to start at their 15. They're going to move this half the distance to the goal line here. They'll start it at their own 7 after an illegal block below the waist.
Well, after a run back for a touchdown on the open a second half kickoff, and now a bad spot relative bad position for their opening series. We'll see what they're made out of.
Brian Monroe, offensive guard from Garnet Valley, in on the offensive line next to Rob Johnson, the tackle from Interboro. It is Matt McHugh under center of the I formation. Wing to the left. In motion comes Kazi Stewart. Flag on the play. Looks to be false start here, which may move the East squad back even further. Also in on the offensive line right now for the East squad is number 65, Dan Boyle from Monsignor Bonner. Dan Boyle, Dave Deal, and Michael Dougherty representing Monsignor Bonner tonight. It was indeed illegal procedure, and they'll move it back half the distance again. So now we're looking at first and about 13 for the East. Tighter formation this time. I formation is behind McHugh. In motion is Kazi Stewart. Give is to Owsley. Ball is loose. Ball is loose, and the West has it. Owsley and McHugh fumble the handoff, and recovering at the 1 yard line is number 55. Bill Davis, the defensive tackle from Upper Darby, the 6'3", 240-pounder. Honorable mention, all Delco. He's headed to Millersville in the fall, but he falls on a fumble. First and goal from the two. The West is in business and threatening to break this thing wide open.
Yeah, this is not good for the East. This has been a great first half. It was very even gameplay, and now it seems like they got to just find a reach down deep and find a way to stop these guys. And, boy, stopping high school football on the three-yard line, third and goal.
But they did it earlier, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Goal line stand on fourth and goal. Can they do it? The difference now being that East has four shots at it. Loaded backfield here. Three guys behind Fox. And now he coughs up the football, and the East has recovered. The East has recovered. Fumbled snap on the center exchange. And recovering for the East back at the five-yard line is number 21, Jerron Grant. So
Blaine never had that ball. I mean, it just came. That's the problem when you're, you know, when you're playing all-star football. Obviously, you're switching quarters back and forth, and you know, this is the kind of thing that you kind of expect to see. And it's been remarkable that the first half was as clean as it was. But listen, I feel good for the East. They're bad. They got the ball back. Let's make this a game. We're only down 14. Let's
First and 10 from the 5-yard line. Second fumble of the night for Fox, but this one is the first one that they lost in terms of the center quarterback exchange. McHugh under center. Eye formation behind him. Receivers are split to either side. From his own 5-yard line, toss play. This is Deron Perkins. Stumbles in the backfield and does stretch it out to about the 7-yard line. Gain of 2 on the play. Number 59 in on the stop. That's Mike Ford from Haverford. He's headed to McDaniel in the fall. Honorable mention, all Delco. Mike Ford doubled for Haverford this year on the offensive and defensive lines. But give Perkins about 2 on the carry. First carry of the night. Second down and about 8. McHugh under center. Backs are split behind him this time, as are the wide receivers. Tight end to the far side, his left. Moving left to right. Three-step drop. Firing down the seam. Complete. And tripping over the 20-yard line and down to the 22. His fourth catch of the night. It's Kamar Jordan. 14 yards.
Pretty pass.
On the catch. Great protection that time. McHugh had a beautiful lane to throw to. 5'10". Quarterback trying to look over 6'5 linemen in front of him all night. Just had a beautiful lane.
Great job.
And a crossing pattern from Jordan goes for 14. He has four catches for 121 yards. He has been the offensive story so far for the East. So a little breathing room for the young men in white jerseys and blue numerals tonight. The East has moved it out to their own 22-yard line. Four wide receivers now. Single setback behind McHugh. No tight end. And they give it to that single setback. This is the fullback, number 40, Alondre Lindsay. He stretches it across the 25-yard line. Give him about 3 on the play. Second carry of the night. First one for positive yardage. In on the stop was Demetrius Harris from Strathaven, along with 59, Mike Ford. 58, Brian Smothers from Glen Mills, also in the neighborhood. Second down and a long 6 for the East. 9:45 to play and counting here in the third quarter. 14-0 West, but the East has moved it out from their own 2-yard line. McHugh straight back this time. Lots of time. Scrambling to his left. Looking. Tucks it under. Stops. Pulls up. Throws it down the near sideline. It is caught. Beautiful throw and catch. Right, wide receiver from Chester, Tamir Logan, comes back to the football beautifully, makes the grab all the way out at the 45-yard line, gain of 23.
And keep in mind, the West is only rushing 3. So, you know, he's got plenty of time, and obviously, you know, coming back to the ball made all the difference in the world. Coverage has been outstanding.
Terrific job there by McHugh, who tucked it under. Looked like for all the world that he was going to take off and run with that thing, but stopped, saw his man Logan coming back to the football. Gain of 23 puts the East in business out at the 45-yard line. First and 10. McHugh under center, 3 wide receivers. Straight back, draw play. Fullback is number 3. This is Logan, and wow, he was ripped down from behind by number 63, John Petten from Archbishop Carroll. But not before Logan picks up 7, his most productive carry of the night.
That was an outstanding play by Petten. He could have been gone, and John came out of nowhere and just flattened him from behind. He definitely made some great moves, had some space in front of him, and that could have been a long play.
Instead, brings up second and short, second and a long 2. Ball at about the 47.5 of the West. So the East has crossed midfield after starting this drive at their own 5-yard line. McHugh under center. Tight end to the near side. Split backs behind him. Receivers split as well. Straight back goes McHugh. They fake the screen one way, come back to the near side, and wow! Big hit from Damir Barrett, but staying on his feet was Prophet. Wow! Gain of zero on the play. James Prophet made the catch and was lit up by Damir Barrett, but somehow managed to keep his feet. Now, to Barrett's credit, after the hit, did grab him by the shoe tops to pull him down, but a great job. That's just great football on both sides. To hang on to the football and a good hit, and eventually good technique in tackling.
That was like Superman hits the Appalachian Mountains. I mean, both of them just bounced off each other. That was an incredible hit. So much for a mean nothing all-star game.
Give them actually a loss of a yard on the catch. The screen, they faked it to the far side and came back to the near side, actually, with that split back look. Not a bad call.
And the East has called timeout for the first time out of the half.
First time out of the half, and we're going to take a short break with them. With 7:40 to go here in the third quarter, 14-0 West, but the East is on the move. Be back after this on www.havenfootball.net.
You forget them when you're there. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go of the day. Go out back tonight. For the steak is thick and juicy. The shrimp is grilled and sweet. The chicken tender. Your only worry is which to choose.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
Welcome back to Chester, Pennsylvania, here at Widener University, the 2007 version of the Hero Bowl. High school football action, the senior All-Stars going at it, the East versus the West. West with a 14-0 lead, but East is on the move here. Nose of the football just across the 50-yard line. Third down and about 5 for the East. They've moved it out from their own 5-yard line. Quarterback Matt McHugh, 3-for-3 so far on this drive. He is under center with 3 wide receivers, 2 to the near side, 1 in the slot. Flags all over the place. Now, let's see how they call this. The defensive end on the right side jumped for the West, and that may have actually forced the halfback, the single setback, moved forward. But again, actually, the halfback is allowed to move forward, and the whistle, he's allowed to move forward and come in motion. But the split
end on this side. Okay,
they did get it on the defense. All right. Okay, so
because number 19 grabbed his helmet like he had done something wrong. He was on the other end of the field. So, you know, which is a lesson to kids: never accept culpability.
Right.
Because they may not have been looking at you.
That's right. That's right. At any rate, that penalty, the first defensive penalty of the night for the West, gives the East a first down. Nose of the football across the 45, first and 10. McHugh straight back, 7-step drop, fires over the middle, and it is incomplete. Flag late on the play. In the area of the offensive line, defensive tackle Zach Gallagher looked to be tied up pretty nicely, probably illegally, by the offensive line here. Now a couple more flags.
Somebody's mouth.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What looked like probably a 5 or a 10-yard penalty for something that happened in the line is now probably going to be an additional 15 for the East. Looks to be unsportsmanlike conduct on top of maybe a holding or illegal use of the hands penalty. So let's see what they have. But at any rate, what was looking so promising for the East at midfield is going to back them up quite a bit here.
Got offensive holding.
Holding, then unsportsmanlike conduct. Ouch. Ouch.
This is where the coaches have to get their kids and say, okay, guys, everybody settle down.
With 7:34 to go, trailing by 14, the East. 7:34 to go in the third quarter, I'm sorry. Had the ball out at midfield, but now a penalty in the course of the play, holding, you know, you can almost, nobody likes the penalties, but you can almost forgive that in just the aggression of the play. But then 15 yards on top of it for unsportsmanlike conduct on a dead ball foul will move the ball all the way back to the 25-yard line. 2 penalties that total 25 yards.
So it's going to make it
first and 35 now for the East. Wow. Self-destructing here are the boys in white with the blue numerals, the West squad again in red jerseys with white numerals. And again, all players tonight are wearing their own helmets. Also representing the East tonight from Penwood, we mentioned a few times already, Charles Schuler, Dominic Herz, you're one of your quarterbacks. Kamar Jordan has been the offensive star of the game. Steve Jones and Darrell Brown have been mentioned on the defensive side of the ball as well. The East offense remains on the field, though. Four wide receivers now for senior quarterback Matt McHugh from Garnet Valley. On first and 35, he's straight back to pass. Has some time. Tucks it under. He's going to run. He's across the 25 to 30. Turns on some speed. Makes one man miss and is down at the 33. Pat Eagledinger, the linebacker from Marple Newtown, in on the stop. Gain of about 7 for McHugh, trying to make something out of nothing. Four carries for 13 yards for the dual threat quarterback.
David Hansel, number one, was injured in that play. He's walking it off now. He took himself out and went to the sideline.
Dave Hansel, also from Marple Newtown, was really a tremendous player for them this year. Led Marple Newtown's defense with 92 tackles, 9.5 of those for loss, 3.5 sacks with second team all Delco, and he's actually headed to her sinus in the fall to play football. Second down at about 28 for the East squad, and now they're going to substitute. Seems to be another substitution here for the East. Some confusion in the offensive line.
Looks like a timeout now.
Maybe is there going to be a timeout, or is this the officials just going to allow a substitution here? Number 70 is Kyle O'Neill, one of your captains, a center from Sun Valley. Four-year starter on the offensive line for Sun Valley. Not too many starters for 4 years, especially at offensive line. 14-year-old kids just aren't typically
big
as big as 17-year-old kids.
And they certainly aren't as coordinated if they are as big.
Yeah, so to start as a freshman, and now he's headed to Westchester in the fall. His older brother was all Delco as well and has been playing for Westchester. So the O'Neill family turning out some big and very good offensive linemen in the last few years. Second and 28, Matt McHugh under center, slot to the near side, and receivers are split as well. Single setback is Profit. Rolling to his right is McHugh, fires and is deflected and incomplete. Kamar Jordan had a hand on it, and then the deflection was nearly picked off by number 59, Mike Ford. Also in coverage was Demir Barrett. We have called his name several times tonight, the defensive back from Ridley. Also representing Ridley, number 5, Cornell Jenkins in the defensive backfield, Al Humes and Marcus Payton. We've heard that those names tonight. Mike Wilkins has a sack tonight. Zach Gallagher, Mike DeSalis, and Lenny Pinto. Again, the Ridley guys have asserted themselves quite well this evening. Third and 28 now for the East. Ball at their own 34. Matt McHugh under center. Breaks the huddle with three wide receivers. Split to the far side is Tamir Logan. The near side split is Jordan now coming in. A jailbreak free. Now an inside screen and throw is completed. Was that completed to a lineman? Stand up, young man. Who is that that caught that football? That was thrown to a lineman, and then here comes a late flag. They just figured out that number 65, Dan Boyle, just had the throw land in his lap. They were looking for some sort of inside screen.
There was a brutal corner rush. He just was bearing down on the QB.
Unbelievable. McHugh did everything he could just to get rid of it. There was just some big-time speed coming at him from the weak side. That was Mike Wilkins again.
And he threw it to the only white shirt he could see.
He just was looking to get rid of it, and Boyle turns around as one of the blockers and has the ball land in his lap. So it's going to be technically an illegal touch. The football was touched first by an ineligible receiver. So this is typically a loss of down penalty unless they decide to. Illegal touch. They're going to move this thing back and a loss of down. So this is going to bring up fourth down and 33. Most definitely a punting situation for the East. McHugh, after completing three straight passes to start that drive, has missed on his last two. Ryan Downs is back deep to return the punt from Owsley, and a good high spiraling kick from Owsley. Takes a bounce at the 37, and on one hop, Downs is going to field it. Across the 35, makes one man miss, two man miss. He's at the right hash before he's popped by two white jerseys and dropped at the 40. So 7 on the return for Ryan Downs, the defensive back from Archbishop Carroll. And the West will take over first and 10 at their own 41. So good field position for the West. It'll be Al Humes. I'm sorry, Blaine Fox. Blaine Fox will remain. He only had really one play on his first series after the fumble inside the five. So Fox, the Upper Darby quarterback, will start this series as well. One of his receivers is slot to the far side. That's Brandon Robinson. Split to the far side is Marcus Payton. Tight end is Wilson. And the pitch goes to the tailback. behind him, and number 8, Russell Johnson, is hit at the 45, sorry. Forward progress is going to give him about 5 on the play, or 4 on the play. Number 52, Rashawn Holmes, one of your co-captains for the East squad, in on the stop. He's a linebacker from Chester. Holmes, second team All-Delco, is headed to Wesley College in the fall. He'll actually join another All-Delco player from a few years back, DJ Lauro, a linebacker from Upper Darby, who has played for Wesley. He's really turned into quite the Division III powerhouse in recent years. Pretty good squad down there in Central Delaware. On 2nd and 6, Fox is back. 5-step drop, firing down the seam, looking, and great coverage. Incomplete. Looking for Robinson on the seam, and the defensive back got his head around just in time. That was number 2, Darren Perkins. So Perkins breaks up the pass and was blanketed on Robinson.
I tell you, though, the receiver had gotten behind the defender, and if Fox had seen that and gotten that ball out ahead of him, that was 7 points.
Robinson, one of Fox's favorite targets this season. Number 22 for Upper Darby, was second team All-Delco. 36 catches, 650 yards, and 4 scores. Second in Delaware County in catches per game. 3rd and 6. Fox straight back this time. Now rolling right up with under pressure, and they drop him. They drop him. That is number 50, Taylor Johnson from Glen Mills. 6'6", 240-pound tackle.
And can move.
Straight up the gut, and Fox looked like he was going to get away, but instead Johnson stretches out, drops him for a loss of 8, and brings up a punt situation for the West. Great job by Taylor Johnson from Glen Mills.
Terrific speed. I really did think Blaine was going to get away from him, but he just kept after him and grabbed him by the shoelaces.
Second sack of Fox tonight by the East squad, and he has 2 other carries for negative yardage on fumbles, so I guess technically they could be sacks. But it's Al Humes into punt. He's standing at about his own 25, fields a good snap, and lets it go. Spiraling kick is going to be fielded by Tim Ridewood, and he does not fair catch. He's going to move to his left, trying to turn the corner on Mike Quintons, but Quintons says no, drops him at about the 40-yard line. So Tim Ridewood has taken quite a few chances fielding punts here. For the East squad, has had guys in his face as he fields them, but the sure-handed defensive back and running back from Innerboro makes the catch and picks up 7 on the return. Mike Quintons from Pencrest in on the stop. Also representing Pencrest tonight are Tom Muir, number 51, who has been on the offensive line along with E.J. Calderoni in the defensive backfield. We've mentioned him in the first half as well. Under center now is Academy Park's Dominic Herr for the East squad, taking over 1st and 10 at his 41. Straight back to pass. Fires on the near side, complete to Profit. Makes one man miss, and then Quinton squashes him at the 48. Gain of about 7 on the play.
Was that a one-handed catch?
Yeah, he actually got 2 hands on it. 7 yards on the play. It'll bring up 2nd and 3. Herr now 2 for 5 for 57 yards. Profit's second catch of the evening. He has 6 yards receiving. 2nd and 3. 3 wide receivers, I formation, no tight end. Slot to the near side. Herr back to pass, 5-step drop. Going to tuck it and run. Crosses the 50, breaks 1 tackle, 2 tackles, and is down inside West territory. They'll mark it at the 45. Gain of 7 for Dominic Herr. His first carry of the night gives East, the East squad, a first down. Number 34, Will Bradley, the inside linebacker from Upper Darby, was in on the stop. Also representing Upper Darby tonight, Brandon Robinson, Blaine Fox, and Brandon Murray. You've heard those names. Bill Davis recovered a fumble earlier. Pete Pappas, All-Delco lineman, an outstanding offensive lineman. We have not mentioned his name yet tonight, but he's number 72 tonight. First team All-Delco headed to Delaware Valley College, and of course Dave Wilson we've mentioned already. Now here's a double reverse. Looking to stack the deck to the left side and sprinting, trying to turn the corner, and no, going nowhere. Nice job stringing it out that time from the defensive players, Aaron Benson from Strathaven, along with number 20, Ryan Downs.
I tell you, you know, the East may have the size, but the West definitely seems to have the speed. That was just, it was no contest. You could see it going when it started. They were out there so quick. The only chance he had was maybe to quickly cut it inside and get up the field, but there was really nothing there. He was being chased by probably five or six defenders.
So Perkins gets only three, and the speed is nothing new from what we saw in the regular season.
Absolutely.
That Ridley defense is about as small and as fast a defense as we've seen in a long, long time, but hard to argue with. 13 wins for the Ridley Green Raiders this year. Three playoff wins took them all the way east to the Eastern Final. Won the Central League for the first time since 96. Her on second down, firing it out. Long pass to the near side is caught and bumped out of bounds as Kamar Jordan down near the 32. Long pass horizontally rather than vertically that time.
Oh, but got the first down.
But they did pick up the first down. Gain of about 15 on the play.
And it was excellent coverage. It just was thrown perfectly.
Great timing from the senior quarterback, Dominic Herr. Just throwing it to a spot at the near sideline. Good break on the out from Jordan. 72 yards passing unofficially now for Dominic Herr. He is 3 for 6, has completed his last two. And the East in business. In the gun is Herr. Drops the snap there. Fall ball is loose, but it is recovered. The setback sat next to him and was able to fall on it. Hard to see who that was. Number three is Tamir Logan. Tamir Logan, the upback, picked it up, the fumble, but it is a loss of about almost five on the play. It's going to bring up second and about 15. So the East has, just when it looks like they're about to get things together, have hurt themselves with either bad penalties or turnovers.
Well, now time is their enemy with a minute 27 left in the third quarter.
Clock ticking here. Trailing 14-0, the East. Second and 15 from the 37. Looks like the West jumped, and they do blow it dead. Wilkins has been a terror in the backfield all night.
He was coming the whole way.
And he did jump the gun, beat the ball off the ground there. So it looks like they're going to gain that 5 yards back
right
after the fumble. Should bring up second and about 10, although there is some conversation with the officials here. There was a little bit of a scuffle here on the near sideline, some maybe over-aggressive blocking and or on the near side. Let's see. Dead ball off sides on the defense, and that's all they're going to call. Okay. So it'll bring up second and 10, so the lost yardage on the fumble has actually been made up by the penalty. As Mike said, the clock has been ticking down here. 1:16 to play in the third quarter, 14-0 West. But the East All-Stars are on the move. Second and 10. Ball at the 32. Dominic Herr of Academy Park is under center with three receivers. Another hard count, and another offside penalty is going to be called here. Three or four defensive linemen have jumped off sides now on one in the last two plays for the West. So good discipline from the East, really.
Yeah, well, this is where discipline comes in, obviously, for defense. You know, you're told constantly that you have the corner of your eye, you got to see the ball. And I don't care what the quarterback says or yells or anything else, you got to watch the ball move. But you know what? It's hot, and it's been three quarters of football, and it's probably our longest game. These guys are getting tired, and they're getting a little sloppy.
Dominic Herr under center. Second and 5 now after two straight offside penalties. He's back to pass and now scrambles to his right trying to buy time. Crosses the 30, pulls up, fires into the end zone, throws an incomplete. Oh, wow. Aaron Benson had both hands on it for a near interception. He wants that one back.
Yeah, it would have been a Strathaven night, wouldn't it?
Pass, it was intended for Kamar Jordan, and why not? Jordan has caught 5 balls for 136 yards unofficially. Actually, Kazi Stewart. The Academy Park and Penwood helmets look so similar from this distance. And Jordan and Stewart, both about the same size, both are 6'3". And they go Stewart is 190, Jordan 175. So I don't notice the 15 pounds difference between them.
It's hard for
them
to believe me. Hard for me to believe that.
But
it's so obvious.
At any rate, third down and about 5. I formation behind Dominic Herr. Receivers are split, tight end to the near side. They fake the toss, and now Herr on a keeper running left. Has a wide open hole on the left side across the 20-yard line. He's got enough for a first down. Good pursuit from the defense. Aaron Benson and number 20 Ryan Downs in the neighborhood to make the stop, but not before Herr moves the chains yet again. Second 7-yard gain on this drive for the quarterback from Academy Park.
blocking on the left side of the line was fabulous. They stuck with their blocks, and the defense was trying to spin, and the blocker stayed with them, and that's what gave them those yards. It was an excellent execution.
Herr is headed to either Westchester or Temple in the fall. At the moment, he is undecided. At any rate, with 28 seconds and counting to go in the third quarter, he has the East in business. First and 10 from the 20-yard line of the West. He's under center with a single setback. They give it to the setback, and it is Proffitt who coughs it up. Ball's loose. Let's see. Botch the handoff, and let's see who comes up with it. Big pile up right at the 20-yard line, right at the line of scrimmage. And still no signal from the officials. Second down. Second down. It looks like Proffitt ended up on top of the football. Lucky for him and for the East. 15, 14, 13 seconds to go and counting. And now timeout called by the East. We're going to take a quick timeout with them and let's get a word from our sponsors. We'll be back for probably the last play of the third quarter after this. 14-0 West, East on the move. You're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
The president of Widener University, James T. Harris, the faculty, staff, and students salute the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County. Widener is proud to host the Hero Bowl, whose proceeds support scholarships for the children of Delaware County police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical technicians who have given their lives in the line of duty. Widener supports noble efforts to provide scholarships for children of the heroes who died in the line of duty protecting residents of Delaware County. Widener University in Chester, Pennsylvania. To contact the university, call 1-888-WIDENER. That's 1-888-WIDENER.
Welcome back to Widener University here in Chester, Pennsylvania. The 2007 Hero Bowl, we are ticking down near the end of the third quarter. Just 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The West All-Stars of Delaware County leading the East 14-0. The East, though, with 2nd and 10 from the 20-yard line. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors tonight and, of course, all the players who are out here tonight representing 20 different high schools here, including Chichester High, Darnell Muse, James Proffitt, Anthony Montella, and Herbert Williams from Chichester. Monsignor Bonner kids, we already mentioned those guys. Haverford School, Fred Farrow is here, number 44, a linebacker or defensive back from Haverford. And we are back now. Let's get back onto the field here for a 2nd and 10 play. 4 wide receivers this time for Herr. Single setback is Proffitt. Straight back, 3-step drop, pump fake. Stepping up is Herr, and he's going to be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. Technically not a sack because he got back to that line of scrimmage, but number 55, Bill Davis, in on the stop. He recovered a fumble earlier tonight. So the senior from Upper Darby has had himself a good evening. 3rd down and 10 now for the senior quarterback from Academy Park. We've also mentioned Ambar Muhammad and Jerron Grant from Academy Park, and Sean Morrison, one of the offensive linemen here tonight, is also representing the Academy Park High School. But we've come to the end of the third quarter. We're going to take one more short break with them and come right back after this. You're listening to live high school football here on www.havenfootball.net.
There is only 92 days left until the 2007 Panther football season begins, and havenfootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. Havenfootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than havenfootball.net.
We are back live here at Widener University for the 2007 Hero Bowl. Brian Carroll bringing you the action along with Mike Mayer. And we've had halftime guests as well. Lots going on here in 2007 at the Hero Bowl. It's our inaugural charity event here. We're happy to do it. We're so thankful for the effort that everybody has put into organizing this event, but certainly for the invitation to broadcast it. We're just thrilled to be here and would love to do it again next year, and it's been great and entertaining football as well.
It's been a great game, and it also, I think, goes down in record books as our longest broadcast ever.
Okay. At any rate, we got 12 minutes, at least 12 more minutes of actual football action still to play here, and it's 3rd and 10 for the East. They are moving right to left in their white jerseys, they are sitting at the 20-yard line of the West. Then they have stalled thus far. But a quick hitter to Kamar Jordan is complete down near the 10. Ducks inside the 10, has a first down. Give Jordan 12 on the catch. Kamar Jordan, 6 catches, 148 yards unofficially, as he has connected with the quarterback from Penwood, Dominic Herr, for a gain of 12, setting up first and goal for the East. Trying to make a game of it here in the last few minutes. Also representing other schools that we've not mentioned tonight, Radnor High School is represented by Willis Wendell, an offensive tackle. Haverford High School, we've mentioned Eric Berkowitz, the kicker, and Esseroso, the running back. But Anthony Tortorelli, who will walk on at Penn State this year, is on the offensive line, along with Brian Ellickson, who has a full ride to Brown on a wrestling scholarship. So Haverford well represented as well. Now here's a give to Jeff Owsley, the tailback. He picks up maybe a yard on a play. Maybe a yard for Owsley.
Last time there was a shutout was in 2002 when West beat East 41-0.
Okay.
So
it's been 5 years since someone's been held scoreless. Checking out of the game at the moment for the West is number 54, Shane Breslin from Marple Newtown. Also checking out is Royale Edwards. Cornell Jenkins from Ridley checks in on second down and goal from about the 6. Herr, with 3 backs behind him, load up on the backfield with 2 tight ends. Give is to Owsley, running hard to his left. Oh, I'm sorry, great fake. Faked out everybody except for 2 guys from Ridley. Cornell Jenkins, who just checked in, way to find the new guy, and Mike Wilkins wrap him up. Herr kept it himself on a tremendous fake to Owsley, or I thought it got me anyway.
Yeah, I was following the same guy you were following. So.
He had 3 red jerseys who tied up Owsley on the left side. In the meantime, Herr tried to take it around with a bootleg to the right, lost 4 on the play thanks to the speed of the Ridley defenders. Brings up 3rd and goal, ball sitting just outside the 10-yard line now. 4 carries for 10 yards for Dominic Herr, the senior quarterback from Penwood. He breaks the huddle now with 2 wide receivers, and the backs behind him are split. Split to the near side is Darren Perkins from Chester. Herr looks his direction, firing to the end zone. Coverage is decent, some bumping, and no flags. Incomplete.
That looked marginal pass interference to me.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to imply there was interference there. It was bumping from both offense and defense there, but double coverage and... My guess is that if you're throwing it up in the air, you'd rather throw to someone who's not the 5'9 guy when you've got a couple of 6'3 receivers on your squad. In coverage that time were Ryan Downs from Archbishop Carroll along with Aaron Benson from Strathaven.
So go for a field goal.
Looking to break the shutout. Second field goal attempt of the night now is coming for Perkins. He missed from 30 earlier. This one will be from about 27. The snap is good. Logan puts it down. They're going to fake it. This is Logan looking for some room, and they are not fooled. Aaron Benson from Strathaven wraps him up, drops him at the 13-yard line, and the West takes over. So the fake field goal does not fool enough red jerseys anyway.
Tough to pull a line off a playoff like that when you have a line and speed like that in the backfield.
Fourth and goal, especially. Fourth and 1, fourth and 2, maybe you think about it, but he had a good 17 yards to get to the goal line there. And again, with a missed field goal earlier, my guess is that the West was not terribly fearful or concerned of the kicking game.
And a 14-point lead, the worst you could do is make it.
So go ahead and do the math there, and it just has not added up to any points for the East. Al Humes and the West squad takes over first and 10 at their own 10-yard line. 14-0 lead, and the give is to Esseroso. He's hitting the backfield, but is able to squirt through the line to pick up about 2 or 3 on the play. In on the stop for the West was a host of tacklers, including Murray, along with John Murray from Garnet Valley, along with Eric Brown from Interboro. Second team all Delco, who's headed to Westchester, the linebacker. Humes brings in the play from the sideline. Second and about 7 after a gain of 3 from Esseroso. Second and 7. Humes with split receivers and 2 tight ends. Play fake. Stops. Fires to the short flat and is complete to Pinto, and he's hit nearly immediately, and it's number 27, Tim McGraw, not the country western singer.
And the sideline judge threw a flag. I have no idea what that
was for. Let's see what happens. I wonder if they won't call a pick play here. Lenny Pinto on the catch. They're going to spot the ball at the 17, so a gain of about 4, but let's check the penalty. referees. It's been quite the conference. It's like a UN meeting every time there's a flag on the field
As if the outcome makes a lot of difference to anybody.
Looks like an illegal touch or an illegal contact of some sort here.
Is that illegal receiver down
there? Have to wonder if the formation was the problem with two tight ends there. Were there not enough players on the line of scrimmage? At any rate, Humes to Pinto for 4 yards is negated by the penalty. They're going to mark this thing off and push the West squad back inside their 10-yard line. Ball will sit at about the 8. Brings up 2nd and 12. Should be 2nd and 12. We should not be a loss of down on that, but at any rate, the side just has 3rd. Let's see. Not sure if they're going to catch this. If we go by the marker on the field, they're going to say 3rd and 12. Play fake. Humes looking. Time. Firing deep down the middle. Wide open is Royale. He's got it to midfield. 50, 40, 30.
No way
will you catch Royale. Number 3 from Strathaven scores.
Well,
92 yards. Strathaven's Royale Edwards from Al Humes. They will officially call it 91 yards. Great time. Tremendous play fake. And Royale Edwards just outran everybody. Humes put it right in his lap at midfield. A terrific throw, 40-plus yards in the air from Humes. Edwards catches it at midfield and takes it the rest of the way himself.
You got to wonder if we ever had a Delaware County All-Star team that went out and played other counties in Pennsylvania, what would we look like?
Wow.
That was a heck of a...
We would be fast. That's all I'll say.
Fast and accurate.
Fast, if nothing else. Berkowitz on to attempt the extra point as Royale Edwards has struck twice for the West squad here. The extra point is up and good. Some contact in the kicking game in the backfield there, but nothing will come of that. So the second half has been the Royale Edwards show from Strathaven. He started it with a 97-yard kick return to make the score 14-0 to the West, and just after East squandered a chance inside the 10-yard line. The West comes back. It's Al Humes with his 2nd touchdown pass of the night. This one goes for 91 yards on a 3rd and 12 play. Royale Edwards all alone at midfield and takes it the rest of the way himself right down the middle of the field.
Beautiful play.
21-0 West, and we're going to keep it right here. So the East now trailing 21-0 with 8:30 to play. Certainly looking at an uphill climb. Also representing the West squad tonight, we mentioned the 5 guys from Sun Valley. Sun Valley 8-4 this past year. They squeaked into the playoffs by way of a 3-way tiebreaker. Were beaten pretty soundly by an Upper Moreland squad out of the Suburban 1 League. But Jeff Owsley, Vince Boyle, Brian McLaughlin, Rudy Cerami, and Kyle O'Neill were the senior anchors for that team. So certainly a lot of leadership and talent to be replaced in Aston this fall. Glenn Mills is also represented. We've mentioned Alondre Lindsay, Taylor Johnson out of sack, and Brian Smothers has been around the ball all night. Deron Johnson is also here as well, number 16 for the East. End over end kickoff from Berkowitz. Fielded by Perkins at the 10, spins away at the 20, looking, dancing at the 25. 26, spins away from another tackler, ball's loose. Ball's loose, and let's see who has it. They're going to unpile at the 28-yard line here. Perkins trying to make something happen for the East squad, but tried to do a little too much. Mike Quintons falls on the fumble. The linebacker from Pencrest in on the special teams hit and recovery. And the West, with a 21-0 lead, has now picked up the football at the 28-yard line and will be threatening yet again. So
this reminds me of the game when Haven played Ridley in that humid summer. Well, in summer night, it was fall, obviously, but... And we were just getting beat, and Haven wanted to make something happen, and they were dropping punts, and it was awful. But they were just trying to make something happen, and that was this case. He should have gone down by 3 tackles ago, and unfortunately coughed at the ball.
Blaine Fox, the quarterback from Upper Darby, now under center. Double wing, double tight end single, and he has trouble with the snap again, and they're going to hand it off, and here's a trick play. Looking to fire deep down the sideline. Marcus Payton's out there. Incomplete. Incomplete. They handed it off to Wiley Flowers with a little gadgetry. The senior from Carroll pulls up from the 35, fired it into the end zone for Marcus Payton. In coverage that time was Charles Schuler. He may have gotten a finger on it.
Looked like he did. I was going to ask you that.
Looked like Schuler may have just gotten a fingernail on it to tip it away from Marcus Payton, who had it hit him in one hand. Tough, gutsy, interesting call there from the West, and a little razzle dazzle. Big lead, but certainly at this point in an all-star game, just have some fun with it. Receivers are split. Fox, trouble with the snap yet again. Has to fall on it back outside the 30-yard line. Loss of three on the play. So Fox and the center at this point have had a really tough time of it here in the, especially in the second half. Loss of three brings up third down and about 13. So the first pass of the night from Flowers goes incomplete, looking for Marcus Payton in the end zone. But the passing game for the West has been the story. Fox, Blaine Fox from Upper Darby thus far, 4 for 7 for 66 yards. Al Humes, 5 for 6 for 145 yards and 2 touchdowns. Receivers are split. Wing to the near side. Fox juggles the snap, but recovers, stops, looks, fires to the near sideline in the flat. Caught by Pinto at the 25. They'll mark him at the 26-yard line, so he picks up about 5 on the play. Pinto was knocked down that time by Deron Perkins, along with number 15, Mike Smith, an outside linebacker from Chichester. It'll bring up fourth down and about 8. Fourth and 8, ball sitting at the 27-yard line. And Blaine Fox breaks the huddle with an I formation behind him. Russell Johnson is your tailback. Two receivers to the far side. Tight end to the near side is Dave Wilson. They toss it to Johnson. 30, 25, inside the 25, but he will be stopped well short of the first down. So give Johnson about 3 on the carry. But the East will take over on downs. The clock stops with 6:30 to play. They trail 21-0, but a little moral victory there for the East, stopping the West after a turnover. 52, Rashawn Holmes, along with 58, Brian Smothers. Your two of your co-captains, actually, in on the tackle that time. Also in the neighborhood was Charles Schuler, so a busy series for Schuler, who deflected away a touchdown or a potential touchdown pass, and in on the fourth down stop. So the East takes over, first and 10. Seven carries for 27 yards unofficially for Russell Johnson, the senior tailback from Archbishop Carroll. Also representing Carroll tonight are John Petten, number 63, along with Ryan Downs and Wiley Flowers, who we've mentioned on several occasions already.
Let's see if the East can get something going here.
In for the East is senior quarterback Matt McHugh from Garnet Valley. Tight end to the far side, three receivers, single setback. McHugh stops, looks, being flushed, falling off his back foot, throws incomplete, now intercepted. Intercepted by E.J. Calderoni from Pentcrest. He took quite a shot at the sideline. In on the stop was Kazi Stewart from Academy Park, but McHugh is picked off by Calderoni on the near sideline. He returns it about 5 yards inside the 40. First pick of the night by McHugh, second overall for the West defense. Ryan Downs from Archbishop Carroll picked off Dominic Herr earlier in the game. Actually, as East was the East squad had moved it down inside the 10-yard line. So the East with a couple of costly turnovers, a couple of costly penalties, just as they, when they seem to catch a break or seem to have a chance to turn some momentum, the West makes a big defensive play, or in a couple of cases, Royale Edwards has struck right for two long touchdowns. Al Humes under center. Double wing. Play fake, and now it's a handoff. This is Brandon Robinson on an end around. Takes it down to about the 30. Gain of 6 for Robinson. He lined up wing left that time, tried to take it over the right side. Give him 6 before number 52, Rashawn Holmes. He's been in on several tackles tonight, so the linebacker from Chester is certainly making a name for himself for the East squad.
It's tough when you're playing an all-star game. You want to make something happen. You know, the win and the loss is not so critical, but there was a case where the quarterback just wanted to get something going. Should have never thrown that ball, and then I know he knows that.
But. Right. Ball sitting at the 30-yard line. Second and a long 3. Al Humes under center. Wing to the near side. Tight end left. Give is to Esseroso. Benga Esseroso squeaks across the line of scrimmage and stretches. He may get enough for a first down here. The little guy runs low to the ground, 5 foot, 780-pounder from Haverford, and he does get 4 and a first down.
He's just tough to see.
Yeah.
I mean, from here it's no problem, but, you know, he's running. It's like a twig running among the trees.
Haverford had had a couple of decent wins this season, especially knocking off Upper Darby in their Thanksgiving Day game. Made a game of it, actually came into the Strathaven game undefeated.
Right.
But Royale Edwards broke their back, too, with an open, taking the opening kickoff 89 yards for a touchdown. So Haverford with something to build on after this past season, but will lose some good seniors as well. Hand off goes to the fullback this time. The upback out of the I formation was Pat Davini from Springfield. Justin Williams also from Springfield tonight. Springfield Cougars struggled this season with a 1-9 record, but gave Strathaven quite a scare in the middle of the season.
It's got to be, you know, it's Coach Gallagher from Haverford is coaching on the west side tonight. It's got to be a thrill for a high school coach to be able to work with all this talent, even only for a couple of weeks, and to be able to, you know, coaches generally think about this as a chess match, but to get really strong talent out there, it's got to be a thrill.
Rashawn Holmes in on yet another tackle on that play. Got some help that time from Steve Jones, a linebacker from Penwood. Second and five, it's fullback Davini again. Same play, a little bit less of a result that time from an offensive standpoint. It's Rashawn Holmes again, along with John Murray, the big defensive tackle from Garnet Valley. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up third and five as the clock ticks down to about 4 minutes and counting here in the fourth quarter. 21-0 West, and they are in East Territory again with the nose of the football just inside the 21-yard line. Moving left to right, it's Al Humes under center. Receivers are split, tight end left, I formation behind him on a third and about five. Humes, long count, drops the football. Another fumbled snap on the center exchange. Humes falls on it, though, brings up fourth and five. Loss of, well, really no gain on the play. So some football basics have been lost here in the second half on the offensive side of the ball. Just the center snap has been a real challenge.
It's hard to keep track. I think just sent out a, well, they sent out a new squad,
right?
So, with a new center.
What they're sending out now is the special teams unit, and Eric Berkowitz is going to line up what looks to be about a 37-yard field goal attempt from the near hash. The right footer. We'll have Brandon Murray, the defensive back from Upper Darby, holding for him. The snap is good. The ball is spotted, and Berkowitz. Kick is away, and it is good.
Ooh.
Hammers it through from 37. Had the distance and curls it inside the left upright. Berkowitz from 37 yards gives the West squad a 24-0 lead with 2:53 to play here in the Hero Bowl. We're going to take a short timeout and be back after these words from your local sponsors. You're listening live to High School Football in Delaware County, a terrific charity event on www.havenfootball.net.
The world of internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EasyStream.com. EasyStream, streaming made easy.
Welcome back to Chester, Pennsylvania, here at Widener University, the 2007 Hero Bowl, Delaware County High School Football All-Star Game. 20 schools represented, including Cardinal O'Hara, Joe Colaluri, Jerry Penrose, a second-generation Hero Bowl participant. We heard from his dad at halftime, and Joe Goldschmidt, a defensive tackle here from Cardinal O'Hara. Also for the East squad from Garnet Valley, Tim McGraw, Matt McHugh, Zach Smithman, Brian Monroe, Kyle Portugal, and John Murray. Berkowitz, who just hammered a 37-yard field goal to add to a 24-0 lead, kicks a high end-over-end kick. It's fielded by Deron Perkins. Perkins at the 5, 15, 20. Running laterally, loses his helmet at the 20.
And gets tackled.
And is stopped.
Right. Some people may question why a field goal with a 21-0 lead, and it's not an effort to rub in the score into the East. You know, the young man is kicking the field goal. Here's an opportunity, maybe the last one he ever gets to kick a field goal.
Right.
He gets his opportunity, so it shouldn't be thought of as trying to bury a team with a score any more than the gadget play was or anything else. As you mentioned, these kids practiced for 2 weeks. They threw a couple gadget plays in. Let's run it.
Just have some fun with
right.
it.
Right. If it scores on something, it scores, but the intent is not to bury anybody.
First and 10 for the East squad. Ball at their own 20-yard line after a 15-yard kick return from Darren Perkins. Matt McHugh is under center. Receivers are split, as are the backs behind him. The tight end is to the near side. Moving right to left, McHugh is back. Seven-step drop. Now he's running out of time. Dances through one tackle, two tackles. Flag down on the play. And McHugh picks up maybe about three before Eagledinger, the linebacker from Marple Newtown, along with number 31, Joe Colalori from Cardinal O'Hara, make the stop. And we'll check the flag here. So give McHugh three on the carry. He has unofficially 16 yards on five carries. Clock is stopped at 2:33 while they sort out a penalty. And they are going to march off 10 more yards for holding on the East squad. So that backs them up to their own 13-yard line.
Yeah, it's going to be half the distance from the goal from the point of the foul.
Right, from the foul. So not from the end of the run where they... Oh, my goodness. No, yeah, it's... There it is. Six. It's the 15-yard penalty. Personal foul, chop block below the waist, moves them back to the 6-yard line. So... First and 24 now.
Well, they like a challenge. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. Let's get on the board here, guys.
First and 24 from their own 6. McHugh has to dig out of a big hole here. I formation behind him. Receivers split to either side. Fullback dives straight over the middle. This is Alondre Lindsay. Takes it out to the 12, 13, 14-yard line. So give him 8 on the carry. Most productive carry of the night for Lindsay. Stop from Dave Hansel, who checks out of the game. Again, we mentioned him earlier, a standout for Marple Newtown all season long. He is headed to Ursinus to play some football in the fall. And also headed to Ursinus is Matt McHugh and possibly another quarterback in tonight's game. Blaine Fox is considering Ursinus as well as LaSalle. So lots of Delaware County talent headed up to Collegeville in the fall. Good hit from Aaron Benson. A pass down the seam intended for Darnell Muse. Falls incomplete. Great timing from the defensive back from Strathaven.
That was beautiful.
Aaron Benson met the ball and the receiver at the same time out near the 30-yard line. Completed pass there would have meant a first down, but Aaron Benson separates the ball from Darnell Muse. Okay, folks, we are back on the air. We are back on the air after a brief, very brief technical difficulty. We lost our signal there for about a minute, but you did not miss much of anything. Easy for me to say at 10 o'clock at night. 15, 14, 13 seconds remaining. The West squad has basically taken a knee for three straight times after the East turned the ball over on downs. And with 5, 4, 3 seconds left, the Western Delaware County All-Stars have defeated the East 24-0 here at the 2007 Hero Bowl. So, that being said, we are going to take one very short break here, come back with a quick post-game wrap-up, and maybe have some announcements regarding the MVPs of tonight's game. Stick with us for 30 more seconds. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to High School Football Live on www.havenfootball.net.
This 2007 Hero Bowl broadcast is the exclusive property of the Hero Scholarship Fund and havenfootball.net and is produced for the private use of our listening audience. No rebroadcast, in full or in part, is permitted without the express written permission of the Hero Scholarship Fund and havenfootball.net. Your cooperation is appreciated.
Welcome back to Widener University here in Chester, Pennsylvania, where the 2007 Hero Bowl has just ended. The West squad has defeated the East 24-0. It's the 12th time in the last 13 years that the West has come out victorious. The West was able to do it with, first of all, fantastic defense. Secondly, two big, big quick strike plays in the second half to break this thing wide open. Care of Strathaven's Royale Edwards. So, just a quick statistical recap again tonight. Matt McHugh, quarterback from Garnet Valley, a tremendous senior season. Finished tonight 6 for 16 for 90 yards and one interception unofficially. Dominic Kerr, quarterback from Penwood, ended up 4 for 8 for 84 yards and an interception. The rushing totals. Tamir Logan from Chester, 4 carries, 1 yard. Matt McHugh, 5 for 16. Dominic Kerr, 4 for 10. Jeff Owsley, 4 for 2. James Prophet, 3 carries for 4 yards. Alondre Lindsay, 3 carries for 11 yards. Darnell Muse, 1 for 2. And Darren Perkins, two carries for 5 yards. Receiving, the star of the show was Kamar Jordan. Six catches, 148 yards receiving for the senior wide receiver from Penwood. He is undecided on college at this point, but was an all-Delco performer this year. 10 touchdowns, 625 yards receiving. Put on a show here tonight. James Prophet, two catches for 6 yards. Tim Mooney, the tight end from Interborough, two catches for 9 yards. And Tamir Logan, one for 23. For the victorious West All-Stars, Blaine Fox, 4 for 6 for 66 yards passing. Al Humes, 5 for 6. I'm sorry, Fox, 4 for 7. Al Humes ends up 5 for 6, 145 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Flowers, 0 for 1, throwing the football. Rushing, Russell Johnson, 7 carries, 27 yards. Fox, negative yardage on 6 carries. Humes, negative yardage. DeVinny, 2 carries for 5 yards. Benga Esseroso, 10 carries, had more carries than anybody tonight for 26 yards. And Brandon Robinson had 6 yards on his 1 carry. Roy Al Edwards from Strathaven, 2 catches for 110 yards, as well as included a 91-yard touchdown reception. He also had a 97-yard kick return for a score. Marcus Payton, 1 catch for negative 1 yard. Wiley Flowers from Archbishop Carroll, 2 catches for 41 yards. Lenny Pinto, the leading receiver for the West, 3 catches for 34 yards. Dave Wilson had 2 for 31. Scoring recap, Al Humes to Lenny Pinto for 19 yards, made it 7-0 after in the second quarter. It was that way at halftime. Royale Edwards starts with a 97-yard kick return to open the second half, made it 14-0 then. Humes to Edwards for 91 yards through the air. A 91-yard touchdown broke the game open, the backbreaker in the end of the third quarter. Made it 21-0, and then Eric Berkowitz, the senior kicker from Haverford, ends up with a 97-yard touchdown. I'm sorry, a 37-yard run. So, at any rate, we're at the moment they are announcing the MVPs for the game. The offensive MVP was Kamar Jordan, as expected, for the East squad. 6 catches for 148 yards. No surprise there. The East put 0 points on the board, but not due to the outstanding effort of Kamar Jordan. MVP awards, again, are being sponsored by Commerce Bank. Waiting for the announcement for the next MVP. And
filling dead space, isn't this one?
Number 52, Rashawn Holmes, the linebacker from Chester, who was in on endless numbers of tackles tonight. He is your defensive MVP for the East squad. Fantastic, fantastic effort from Rashawn Holmes, who is headed to Wesley, second team All-Delco during the season. And for the West squad, they're about to announce the MVPs for tonight's game, and certainly there'd be a Strathaven bias or a guess from us on who the MVPs would be, but I don't know if they give a special teams MVP, but Royale's 97-yard touchdown on the opening kickoff of the third quarter was something to see. Number three is, in fact, your offensive MVP. It is Royale Edwards from Strathaven. Offensive MVP tonight, 2 catches for 110 yards.
And a run back.
And they are mentioning over the PA system. He scored 2 of the 3 touchdowns for the West tonight, 1 via special teams, 1 through on the offensive side of the ball as well. And the defensive MVP, that's a tough call. There's a lot of guys who made a lot of plays on defense here. A couple of interceptions. Ryan Downs was all over the field. Aaron Benson had a great game. Number 11 is Aaron Benson.
How about that?
Two
Strathaven players.
Gave it the call. Aaron Benson from Strathaven was fantastic in coverage all night, broke up several passes, and so it's a Strathaven sweep on the MVP side of things, and hopefully that's a precursor for things to come in August. That's when we'll probably be back here next, broadcasting live. And
first game, I think, is September 1, actually.
First game is September this year. We will kick it off with Sun Valley, and boy, there'll be a measure of revenge that the Panthers should be ready to exact.
Let's hope so.
And let's hope so. Let's get things off to a better start than last year. An 0-2 start for the Panthers last year. They came back to win their last 5 games, hoping to carry some momentum. Unfortunately, they'll have to do it without a great group of seniors who were represented Strathaven well tonight, and again, 19 other schools represented beautifully tonight here in the Hero Bowl. Thank you again to the organizers of the Hero Bowl. Thank you to the coaches who volunteered their time and energy and effort in organizing the players and putting together game plans. Thank you to the players for their physical and time sacrifices that they've put on, and really an entertaining football game for a tremendous cause. And, of course, the crowd and the fans. All proceeds tonight are going towards a tremendous charity. Let's hope they crack that $500,000 mark. We're almost there in terms of total contributions over the last, since 1977, have totaled over $470,000 of scholarships going to the children of fallen firefighters, EMTs, and police officers. Let's hope they can crack that $500,000 mark after they tally the receipts from tonight. But in the meantime, we'd like to thank you here for tuning in with us at www.havenfootball.net. What, 90-some days till the season 92 starts?
92 days, I think, and we'll see you September 1st.
Okay, so that'll be the next live broadcast. In the meantime, if you're interested in sponsorship, check out the website. If you're interested in just seeing what else is on there, we're keeping track of some preseason things, certainly some football news, and lots of other neat links that you can check out any time of year.
And if you want to join us in the broadcast as a sponsor, we'd be happy to talk to you.
Tremendous. So we are looking forward to the Strathaven season, but again, a great way to wrap up the class of 2007. So congratulations to these graduating seniors in the next couple of weeks. We are about to wrap it up here at Widener University. Thanks to everybody here at Widener here in Chester. Thanks to the assistance we got from Delaware County Times with statistics, specifically John Lone. Thanks to Mike and Paul and Pete Fulginetti here in the booth for spotting and stats and everything else. And we'll be signing off and catching up with you in August. For everybody here at www.havenfootball.net, this is Brian Carroll bringing the action live here at the Hero Bowl, 24-0 West. We'll see you in just a few short months for the 2007 high school season. Good night, everybody.
This has been a production of the Panther Football Network, a havenfootball.net incorporated company. All rights are reserved, 2006. Thanks for listening. Good night.